knowledge about. You gotta put it in
perspective. Just picture it as like a dude's dong.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
In the past year, over 800,000 Americans have died. Despite millions of dollars of research, death continues to be our nation's number one killer. Although so far, there is no known treatment for death's crippling effects, still, everyone can acquaint himself with the three early warning signs of death. 1, rigor mortis. 2, a rotting smell. 3, occasional drowsiness.
So you can run and tell bats, homeboy.
And now...
ready to take the biggest step of all in 3D.
Let's do this.
For the club, arrogant like
step up 3D.
Rated PG-13.
I would, but I don't want to.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's an all-new program for a Monday morning.
And we're going to take your telephone calls and unveiling a new prize for a new week at 1-800-520-1067. You don't know, man. It could be a new car. You have no idea when you pick up that phone. Could be a trip to the moon. No way to tell.
Well, based on the average, that's true.
It's likely it's going to be something like that. Poor Dave and his Step Up 3D success. You know, he's in that movie that was released over the weekend, and he could barely move at Kevin Bean Dodger Night Saturday night with all the people who wanted pictures and autographs.
It must be
hell for him to all of a sudden overnight be the most recognizable young actor in Hollywood.
That's so funny because I went to Step Up 3D.
Yes.
I had like an hour and a half to burn on Friday afternoon, so I was like, oh, you know, and the honest truth is I like movies like that because it's fascinating to watch those
people. Yeah, they're amazing.
Dance. Fascinating. But Dave's in it, so I'm like, I gotta see it. I gotta go see it. I spent almost the entire time, I'd say 85% of the time, trying to ignore the action on the screen just so that I could scan the crowd and right. see Dave.
And
just not in it. He's just not there.
I saw the screen cap.
I did too. Maybe
and
it's photoshopped.
Him.
I don't know.
Oh, that looks like him in the crowd. He's in the back row in a huge room.
But, Bean, here's the thing. We don't know how fast that camera was panning. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, was it possible to literally see it in real time? I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
But
probably not.
It's I'll just say this. It's the least anyone has ever been in any movie.
I'll say that. You're in it almost as much as Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
And exactly. You weren't there on the set when
they
were filming
it. For all practical purposes, I'm in it as much as Dave.
Well, I'm... how was the 3D, by the way? Everybody says this is... even if you don't like dancing movies, this is the best use of 3D we've seen in a film in a while.
It was great. It was great, bordering on gimmicky a couple times. You know, like
yeah.
they would put their hands out at your face and, you know, that
right.
kind of gimmicky.
Hey, look, we're 3D.
But, you know, I think Avatar was the best in a long time. But this was pretty
right.
good. I mean, it was, and what these people can do, man, it reminds me of my days dancing, you know?
But they've come so far since then.
They sure have, yeah.
Leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Do you, in retrospect, wish that the other guys had been showing at the same time for 90 minutes? Instead of Step Up 3D?
No, I went to that too. I really would have gone to Step Up 3D anyway on my own.
Even though Dave wasn't in it.
Yeah.
But if he weren't.
He weren't.
Right.
He wasn't in it.
You were not the target audience for Step Up 3D.
No, I know. I know. And again, it's one of those things where we say, if we're going to have an argument about whether I'm gay or not, that's not like one of the cards I play.
Right. I understand. Yeah.
But it's fascinating don't you guys think it's fascinating to watch somebody who can dance that well?
I don't. No, I don't.
You don't at all?
Well, you know, there's some accomplishments that we have talked about many times on this show. And we have often said, yeah, you're the best checkers player in the world.
Right.
But when it all is said and done, all that means is you're the best checkers player in the world. Doesn't mean anything.
At the end of the day, it's still just checkers.
It's still just
right.
That's kind of how I feel about dancing. And I understand that it's incredibly difficult and incredibly athletic. And I understand that people love it. It does not move me at all. When
yeah.
I hear, and we had someone on our show the other day, I guess it was Dave, actually, in one of his red carpet interviews, was talking about, you know, how he cried at this interpretive dance on one of those dance
yeah,
shows.
Well,
dance does not affect me that way.
Me either,
music does.
Me
dance
either.
Does not.
Yeah. no. Me either. But that was crazy.
But no matter how great they are as dancers, it's just not. I mean, they could be the best barbecuer in the world. It just wouldn't have any impact on my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to me, it's do anything just, for it's me. Eye candy. You just watch them and go, wow. I can't imagine how they can do that.
Yeah, and I watched Dancing with the Stars for a couple of seasons just because they would show them rehearsing and you start to realize how intricate and difficult it is.
Yeah, but that dancing's nothing compared to this.
Well, it's very different, that's for sure. But it's still kind of amazing.
Here's my point. Dave's not in it. He's not in this movie.
All right.
He's a lie. And
so if you go, don't look for Dave.
He's photoshopped in. As big as Dave is. And I probably know how Dave looks more than almost anyone except for his family.
Right.
I was looking really hard for Dave. And he's just not there.
All right.
All right. Return of Bean's Death Corner tomorrow. We got some great stories for you. By the way, it has taken off like wildfire. I can't go to my email without getting 100 death stories now. I don't know why it's become so popular.
Perfect for you.
A lot of people love death, I guess. But anyway, we'll return with that tomorrow. Now it's time to get to your telephone calls at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right, let's see. Is it a new car? Is it the trip to the moon? Is it a Kevin Amin t-shirt? Okay, that's what we're giving
there
you.
There you go.
Hey, we saw some new Kevin Amin t-shirts at Dodger Night, and it was the first time we'd seen them.
They were cool. They were cool shirts.
They were pretty cool. I was like, hey, can I have one?
No.
let's try Ryan. He's calling about the big sporting event over the weekend. He's on line one. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. What do you do?
What do you do, nephew? What do you do, baby boo?
What do you do?
All right, did you see this fight? This guy is crushing Anderson Silva. Like, no way Anderson Silva is going to win this fight.
This is UFC 117 or whatever, and five rounds this goes, and Anderson Silva is getting pummeled.
Really?
And so not only is he going to be the champ, but he's going to beat the fighter who humiliates everybody else.
Yep.
And in the last 2 minutes, Silva throws a triangle choke on him, and the guy taps out. And what I want to know is, at what point do you let yourself fall asleep before you give up that title?
I've never understood that. This guy won the title and had a couple of minutes to go. If I get choked out, then I get choked out. I'm not tapping.
You're not tapping.
No way. And he destroyed him. But I didn't buy the fight because I hate Anderson Silva. But they did show highlights on SportsCenter.
Are you sad you didn't buy it now?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Sounds like it was an entertaining fight.
Yeah, but they show highlights on SportsCenter, so, you know, you can watch it that way. Have they always done that, Mike?
What's that?
Highlights on SportsCenter?
Not always, but within the last, like, couple of years. And not only was that fight amazing, the whole card was awesome. That was a great event.
Yeah, I just don't want to give any money to Anderson Silva because he's a dick. All right, thanks for calling.
Let's try Joe. He's on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling. What a do, nephew.
What's up, Kevin and Bean?
What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, so I'm not going to lie, I'm going to come out a little bit and say I am friends with the situation on Facebook. Not a big deal.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This is a, hey, you don't know me, but I'd like to be your friend on Facebook?
Well,
yeah.
Let's let that go. Forget about it. Hey, so situation posts on there that he's got this new workout supplement, and I'm like, you know what? I'm Italian. I like the situation. I think I'm out to get his workout supplement.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I buy it. And it comes to my house a couple days later, and it's these chewable tablets that you take like 20 minutes before you work out and supposedly get you jacked and ripped like the situation.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, really? It's not true?
Oh, really? It's not true at all.
Yeah.
Let me
ask you this before Psycho Mike steps in and tells us everything we know is wrong. Are you doing a comparable workout to what the situation does? Are you putting that time and effort into the working out that he does to get those results?
There's definitely GTL going on, and I'm definitely trying to promote a grenade free America. But what I'm just trying to say is that this stuff does not work.
Okay, but
little did I know that you pay the $4.95 for the trial, shipping and handling, but then they charge you $68 for the thing.
Yeah. I only have one question. Did you buy a workout supplement that the situation is behind?
Yes, of course.
Dumb.
Literally have nothing to do with it. He's not a chemist. He's not anything.
Is he just saying, if you like the way I look, this is one of the things that I use to achieve these results? I mean, even if you hate the situation, you have to admit.
The guy's got results.
He's in pretty good shape.
Maybe, but it could be DNA. It could be. The guy's.
All right, let's close this down with Psycho Mike. Mike, you probably know what this supplement is. No X Edge. What's the deal on this?
I don't know anything about the product itself, but at least it may hit it right on the nose. I mean, just like Kim Kardashian lost a lot of weight and had a great bikini body, and so some company's going to use her as their spokesperson.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone came along and said, hey, situation, you can make a ton of dough if you say you like this product. I'm sure it's has very little to do with his physique.
It has nothing to do with him.
Since it was
him.
Probably created around him, so it didn't even exist.
Yeah. By the way.
Until recently.
What a... Don't get me started. Yeah. If you bought something from the situation and didn't work, that's on you.
You can buy chiclet cutlets from him, and that's it.
No, no, you can't.
You were excluded from the surf and turf night. You were excluded from ravioli night. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
Right, he takes that away from you.
Can't
do it.
Sorry.
Can't do it.
Mike, are you friends with the situation on Facebook?
I might be. I
thought so. I thought so.
I don't. I've never asked anybody to be friends, but I accept every friend request, so I might be.
So I'm sure the situation wants to be your friend.
Oh, no, I but see. There,
maybe
he's coming
some,
after you.
Maybe some like marketing company just goes out after people as the situation.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. That means Mike went after him, and he's a friend.
I'd be the situation's friend in real life. I have no shame.
Yeah, but only to hang around with him just because he's a douchebag.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, but on Facebook, no, you're
Mike needs a guy like the situation around to make him look like less of a douchebag.
Do we take Tyler Bean? Because that's
no,
a
I think
very
we're
pressing issue.
Unfortunately, I think we are out of time. But Tyler, call back with your horse question tomorrow. We'll try to get to it. I'm sorry.
Talking about the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, okay.
Know your audience. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What's up, Holmes?
We are going to tell you how Dodger Day went.
Yeah. That's all I really care about.
And I think it went pretty well.
I think it went great. It was best possible result ever.
Throughout the first pitch. Well, I don't know if you could call it throwing. I fell out the first pitch.
No.
All right, don't give up too much. All right.
Anyway. Somebody ended up in the dirt. That's all I know.
Right. And it wasn't anyone else except for me. So I don't want to give anything away. Also on today's show, we are going to talk to TMZ, Harvey Levin.
Okay.
All the celebs and all the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on there. We are going to take phone calls on Psycho Mike's next tattoo. He says that he will get one if we pay for it, whatever it is.
Awesome.
Great. Well, it's going to be the situation. I know that.
We're going to take your suggestions. We're going to tell you about the Jesus Shore, which is a real thing. It's kind of a religious group that has taken over, and they're doing a show like Jersey Shore, but it's the Jesus Shore. Yeah.
Sounds great.
We've got our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, on the program today, talking about the NFL and other sports. We have Lewis Black.
Ah, yeah. Love him.
Who is a very funny comedian. He's coming to town, so we're going to talk to him. And we have Doto.
No. Well, we hope. No, so far, it's scheduled. We're supposed to talk to the International Man of Mystery in 20 minutes, but you know how reliable he is.
Very? No, not very.
I'll be delighted if we get the boy on the phone. We have a lot of questions for him.
So anyway, that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Really?
Could you just wait or
and
do it before?
10 minutes till 6.
Kevin has his mouth full of something.
No, you did.
He's concerned what it might be. So, all right, Ralph is here. How was your weekend, Ralph?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Nice time for our good guy.
First look at the showbiz beat. Then we've got the new one from Bad Religion called The Devil in Stitches coming up. The Kevin and Bean Show. Also some Sublime, Incubus, Offspring, and more. First, let's find out what Hollywood is buzzing about.
It's a Monday, which means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office as we kick off the showbiz beat. Congratulations to Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Their comedy buddy cop flick, The Other Guys, racked up $35.6 million in its debut weekend, making it number one by far.
Don't have it ready to play yet, but I did bring in the new hit single from that movie, Pimps Don't Cry.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's true. They don't.
Pimps Don't Cry.
That's the front runner for the Oscar this year right here.
It was funny.
Okay. Inception was number two at the box office with $18.6 million. Step Up 3D, as Dave the King of Mexico calls it, in its debut weekend, did $15.5 million. He was good in it, too, by the way. Dave,
I don't think anyone's ever been less in a movie.
How dare you?
Honestly.
Did you see him popping and locking in that one scene? Remember?
No, and I looked very closely.
And then he threw down that cardboard and started spinning on his head?
Didn't happen.
Oh.
He was in the background, and I was trying to avoid all of the action in front, which was in 3D, to look through the crowd just to get a glimpse of Dave. He's not in it.
Yeah, Dave sent out a
screen capture
yeah.
of what was supposedly him in that film.
Yeah.
And he said, who's this guy? And I wrote back, Carlos Mencia. That's what it looked like to me. Salt was fourth on the list, then Dinner for Schmucks, Despicable Me, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore came in at number 7. Charlie St. Cloud was 8th. Toy Story 3 and The Kids Are All Right came in at number 10.
Pete, how was Charlie St. Cloud?
Haven't seen it yet.
Liar.
What?
I told you guys my policy with Zach movies is I need to be alone when I watch them, so I have to wait for them to be on satellite or DVD. Blech.
Congratulations to Will Arnett and former SNL star, currently star of Parks and Recreation, Amy Poehler. They had their second child over the weekend. Abel Arnett is his name, joins his brother Archie Arnett in the Arnett family.
Some amazing names.
Abel and Archie.
It's an all AA family over
yeah.
there.
Okay.
An obsession with Alcoholics Anonymous. This family.
Now, is Abel the one that got killed in the Bible? Is he the victim or is he the murderer?
Boy, you're going back to the story of Cain and Abel. I'm not sure
He's
where Abel...
reaching back to the Bible for
no,
a reference.
No, I'm asking because... So many people are familiar with the story. I just thought how odd it would be if it were a popular name to name your kid after a famous murderer from the Bible. But it sounds like
Cain
he's the victim, so it's probably okay.
All right. Yeah. Much better to be known as a famous victim.
Right. Because there aren't a lot of kings. You don't see people getting named Cain anymore, and maybe that's why.
I've got to tell you.
It's just Monday. First out of the time of the
no,
shoot.
No. I got to tell you, that was gold right there that Bean just gave us. That was gold.
It was a legitimate question.
I wasn't interested in the story until Bean brought up Cain and Abel from the Bible, and then I was like, yeah.
By the way, I didn't
tell
bring
me
it
more.
Up because we were already talking about a kid who just got the name Abel. Keyboard cat.
I'm sorry, the keyboard cat says, you got to go.
That hurts.
Congratulations to British singer Robbie Williams. He married a United States-born actress named Aida Field at his home in Los Angeles over the weekend. She used to be on Days of Our Lives, apparently. Here's the thing about Robbie Williams. No one knows who he is here in the United States. But in England, he could sell out Wembley Stadium yep. in about 10 minutes.
He's Springsteen in England.
He is the hugest star over there.
He really is.
And yet never really broke through here in America. So why am I talking about him?
That's an excellent question. Because we all thought he was gay and are shocked that he married a woman. That's why.
Julia Roberts says she got more than just a paycheck out of her work on Eat, Pray, Love.
Sure.
The new film coming out.
Oh, I can't wait. When does that come out?
She found a new religion, Kevin.
Is it eating?
She tells Elle magazine she is now a practicing Hindu since her trip to India to film the movie. And she has been blessed with a hardcore spiritual awakening, she says.
Oh, that's so great.
Well, Julia's known to dive into her roles. I remember when she was a whore after Pretty Woman. Remember she was a hooker?
Yeah.
You could go down the Sunset. You could, like, bang her for $50.
I picked her up. I got a $25 special.
It was good times. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been in the afternoon sometimes.
Yeah, it was afternoon.
You got a happy hour.
Kind of sad. About 3.
Try to hold on. Justin Bieber's upcoming memoir has a release date. Yes, this October. His book, First Step to Forever, My Story, will be released. By the way, it's First Step, the number 2, Forever.
Sure. Is it the number 4 in Forever? Or
no, sadly it's not.
Okay.
You got a problem with that, you can go f*** yourself.
Prince must be so pissed. Justin Bieber's taking his numbers for words shtick. Yeah, apparently it's full of just explosive details about Justin's rise to fame.
All the trauma that happened when he was
remember that one
three?
Time he had a zit? Oh, I thought I'd never recover.
So does it end when he goes into 10th grade? What does he have?
Apparently that's all he's got. But it is chock full of exclusive, never-before-seen photos.
Woo-hoo. Oh, that's great news.
So there's a reason to put it on your Christmas list. And this is pretty funny. Michael Bublé, of course, big-time entertainer, singer.
I didn't know how big.
He's big.
Yeah,
he's big.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because my wife wanted to get tickets to a show or something.
He
I was like,
sells who? Out arenas.
So I called and checked it, and I was like, and they were like, you're crazy. It's
really?
Been sold out forever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was shocked.
He's engaged to a lovely young lady named Luisiana Lapolato. She is pregnant with his child. And they're talking about the names for their babies.
Yeah.
Apparently, Luisiana really likes the names Bella and Edward for their future children.
How young is this chick?
Is this 16 and pregnant?
Michael Bublé has told her that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So at least he's standing up for what is right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know I'm obsessed with what actors did before they became famous. I love those stories.
Well, they all have them. I mean, they all had to do something on their way up.
Last week we talked about Adrian Brody, Oscar winner, who was Adrian the Magnificent, a magician who would perform at kids' parties. Paul Rudd, we mentioned last week, was a DJ at Bar and Bat Mitzvahs, which was very entertaining. We saw some video of that. Mickey Rourke apparently has a checkered past when it comes to his pre-acting success gigs. Turns out that Mickey was a debt collector for a local mobster.
What a surprise.
No kidding.
Coming up in New York.
So he would break bus knees?
Well, he doesn't go into too much detail except for the fact he says he almost shot a guy once for not paying up. And he did try to burn down a gas station because the owner had not paid his debts at some point.
That's so typical of what we think of him, right?
He said he wanted to blow up the gas station, but he could not locate any dynamite. Through any of his sources, and he said it was really cold. It was hard to get the fire started, so it never really took off.
It's not a very good.
It's a not a very good collector. It shouldn't be that hard.
He was not a very good enforcer. He said, sadly, he was demoted down the ranks of the his little mob there shortly afterwards. So
did he have to drive the.
I think he realized that he needed a new gig.
He had to drive the collectors to the place and sit out there and wait.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Sam Elliott, one of my favorite character actors. You probably saw him most recently in Up in the Air. He played the airline captain who comes to sit down next to George Clooney after he makes the 1 million
that
miles.
Yeah.
He was also in Roadhouse. Remember, he was the mentor bouncer for Patrick Swayze.
I remember that. All I remember is Pain Don't Hurt.
He is 66 years old today. Actress Melanie Griffith celebrates her 53rd birthday. Rapper Curtis Blow. These are the breaks. He's 51 years old today. Gillian Anderson, our pal from The X-Files, celebrates her 42nd birthday, as does Eric Bana, very talented actor and comedian out of Australia. He's 42 years old today. You know, he started as a stand-up comedian in Australia.
Is that right?
He's mostly known as a dramatic actor here in the States.
He doesn't seem funny to me
at all. That's how he got his big break. Actor Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 is 40 years old today. And speaking of Up in the Air, actress Anna Kendrick celebrates her 25th birthday today. She's so good in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz. What happened with Kevin throwing out the first pitch? Kevin being Dodger Day Saturday. We'll tell you coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the program. And Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. I'm so excited about our next guest, Kevin. I was just thinking about this during the record there. If we told Alex, get us Will Ferrell on the phone tomorrow or the International Man of Mystery Doto, which one would be more difficult for her to book?
International Man of Mystery by far.
Toto is almost impossible. It's really, he's like trying to catch the wind, this kid. But he's been a Kevin and Bean listener for many, many years, and we are big fans of his, and we still, after all these years together, still do not have any clue what's going on in his life. We do not understand this point, and that's one of the reasons why we love him so much. Let's welcome back to the show our old friend, Toto. Hey, Doe, how are you, man?
Hey, Kevin Bean. How's it going, Kevin Bean?
It's going well, Doe. It's going well, Doe.
Great. We missed you, Doe. What have you been up to?
I've been traveling, Kevin Bean.
You always say that. Now, your dad travels abroad. He's got some kind of business over there. Is it importing, exporting?
Yeah.
And you go with him?
Sometimes. I've been going to a lot of meetup groups, and I've been seeing a lot of ladies, Kevin Bean.
Yeah. Right. Okay, we'll get to the ladies. Okay.
We want to nail down the travel. We have many questions about that. So you don't have a job here in the United States. You basically just work for your dad in countries around the world as needed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and what countries do you go to mainly? Because it seems like all of them.
Yeah, okay, I go to China, and I go to Hong Kong and Nam.
Hong Kong, Nam?
Yeah.
Hong Kong and Vietnam, right. Okay, so and have you been to all those places since the last time we talked to you?
The last time you talked to me, I was in China.
Okay.
Okay, unbelievable.
And where are you now? You home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, you got a question, Doe?
That's
sure.
All.
Yeah, if everyone wanted to make it in show business, Bean, do you mind if I go out to comedy clubs and try it on my own, Bean?
Well, certainly not, Doe. I mean, we've been encouraging that for a long time. Look, here's the thing about stand-up comedy is it is something that requires a tremendous amount of work. You have to put in those hours to get good at it,
to
learn which material works, to understand how to read an audience. You absolutely should be doing that if that's the avenue you'd like to go down.
Yeah, Bean.
Now, Doe, here's the thing that fascinates us a bit, though, is that you've asked us that question before.
Yeah.
100 million times, and we've always given you the same answer, which is yes. So, are you going to just keep asking that question, or are you going to go out and start doing stand up?
I like, yeah, because eventually I'd like to go out and try being Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
Well, you should. I mean, what's stopping you from doing that? You're lucky enough to live in Southern California where they have a number of very, very good clubs that have open mic night. Why don't you just go down and do one of those?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I mean.
Well, wait, that was a question.
That's mean.
This is Kevin, but I'm just saying, you said eventually, and Bean said, oh, there's places you can go, why don't you do it? And your answer is so weirdly vague that we can't understand what you're talking about. Like, if there is an open night, you know, an open mic night someplace, say, tonight, it's Monday night, you know, go down there tonight and do it.
Hmm.
Okay. All right.
I heard you meet Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
That's Kevin. Also, note to one time, we actually followed through with it. Don't you remember? We went down to the Comedy Store and I wrote jokes for you, and you killed. You brought the crowd... You brought the crowd down in hysterics, so I don't understand why you wouldn't go back. I mean, I would have thought that was a pretty positive experience.
I got it.
You know what's really funny? Mm-hmm. This is one of the things I love about Doe, and then we're going to ask him about his ladies, is that he asked us, hey, do you guys think I should go out and do stand-up? And we said, yes, absolutely. And then when we ask him why he doesn't do it, he makes it sound like we're making it up or we're asking him to do something that he doesn't want to do, that we're forcing him to do. It's his idea. Yeah. We're just trying to get him to follow through with his own idea.
Hey, Bean, about the ladies, can I talk about my pitch, Bean, how I went out with them?
Let's get to the ladies.
Absolutely. Love to hear it.
Here's the deal, Bean. When I go to some of these meetup groups, I tell them who I am. And
now, wait, explain the meetup groups. What is that, like a dating service?
It's something like a social networking group where there's different meetups for different needs and different purposes, Bean.
Okay.
And when I go there, I meet the ladies, and I introduce myself, and I ask them would you like to go get a cup of coffee?
Right, okay. Does that work generally?
90% of the time it works.
All right.
Okay. And have you seen anyone special since the last time we spoke with you, Doe?
You know, I've been seeing this Chinese girl on and off, Kevin Bean. Yeah. And she's a hair salon.
She is a hair salon?
She's a hair salon?
She works.
How many dates have you been on with her?
To be honest, about 7 or 8.
Seven or eight? Wow.
That's a real relationship. You guys should have had sex by now, Doe.
Explain seeing. What does seeing her mean?
Going out.
Right, and?
Yeah.
And then you go back to one of your houses and?
Well, her house, you know what, we haven't got to the end yet, Kevin.
Haven't got to the end yet.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Have you guys made out? Have you kissed?
Yeah.
Have you fondled?
No.
No fondling?
Just kissed.
Doto's a gentleman, Lisa.
Is it a peck kiss? Or is it a kiss?
Yeah.
Kiss, Kevin.
Big difference.
Really?
Kiss.
Oh,
all right.
Look at that. Tongue?
Kiss.
All right.
Tongue?
Yeah.
You
said in one of your emails a while ago that you had gone out with a Japanese lady. How did that work out?
You know, it didn't work out. Because her English is not too good.
Her English is not too good.
Really?
And well, that would be a problem.
You're holding against her?
No, I didn't hold against her. Plus, I just don't. I just don't think the personality works that big, Kevin.
I see. Okay.
I see. All right, listen. We're almost out of time, Doe. You haven't threatened to kill anyone lately,
no,
right? You're over all of that, and you're just joking around, Kevin and Bean, right?
I don't want to do anything dumb like that, Bean. I overpass stuff like that, Bean.
Okay. Now, okay. Doto, let me just explain something to you. Maybe, and I know that, you know, you're kidding, and you don't mean any of it, and, you know, you're joking, and sometimes people... Maybe stop sending that email.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying forever. Never send another email where you say, hey, I'm thinking about this.
Look, I haven't sent it in months, Bean, Kevin.
Kevin, yeah. Has it been months, Bean?
July 8th, I got 2 years ago in church, I said to the pastor, there's a possibility that I'll kill a couple members. I was only kidding, but they took it serious. I was joking around Doe. That was just last month.
So we're saying... If you don't want people to think, you know, wrong things about you, perhaps stop emailing.
That was about two years ago. I was a past that.
That was 2 years ago. I see.
It was 2 years ago when he did it. It was just he told me about it last month. So.
I got you.
So you're over all of those those
anger
thoughts
issues.
Enter your mind. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're doing great. Sounds like the job is good. Sounds like the dating situation is good. Although I think the ladies at this point, Lisa, tell me if I'm wrong, 7 or 8 dates in, I think they expect to see,
I don't know,
a little more effort on Doe's part.
A little
right?
more action, absolutely.
Like he's
a little
more
action.
Out.
Yeah. You start to think you don't like her.
Some of these potlucks are buffet, Bean.
What?
But some of these... meetups that I go to are buffets.
They're buffets.
Oh, that's perfect
for
you.
That's where you can meet the best women.
That's right.
At buffets.
We all know that.
Now, let's get back to the 7 or 8 dates. I mean, it really is time to make a move.
Yeah.
Have you made a move and it's been turned down? Or have you not made a move? That's very important.
You know what? Hopefully, I'll be getting back to this person sometime this week.
Okay. But when Kevin was asking is, who's standing in the way of you two having sex? Is it her or is it you?
Well, it's kind of her, Bean.
Meaning you've tried?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, that was definitive.
As long as you're making your intentions known, as Lisa said, if at this point you're not trying, she may misunderstand that you're not interested.
I know, Bean. Kevin.
That was Bean.
Well, listen, Doe, it's been wonderful catching up with you. I guess we'll do this again maybe 3 or 4 months from now, knowing you and your schedule.
Well, maybe a few weeks.
Now, Doe, here's this last thing I want to talk to you about is that, Bean made a joke about it at the beginning, but it is impossible to book you. I mean, you'll write Bean an email, and you'll be talking about buffets, and he'll say something very direct to you on the email, like, we would like to have you on the phone on our show tomorrow.
You know what? So, at this point, I'm making it a little bit more convenient, Bean.
We can tell that.
You know what? Because my phone was dead retarded 2 weeks ago.
Phone was dead retarded?
Yeah, I pretty much got it reversed, my phone.
You got your phone reversed?
Yeah.
All okay. right.
Well, that seems good.
All right. I'm Hair Salon. Listen, we got to go, Doe. You're awesome. We love you. Thank you for coming on and catching up with us, and we'll do it again soon, okay?
Kevin Bean.
And good luck with
well,
the
what is
Chinese
Kevin
woman?
And Bean? That's not goodbye. That's not thanks. That's not see you guys later. That's just Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
All yeah.
All right. We'll see you.
Thanks, man.
All right, you're the best.
Bye, Doe.
Go do some comedy. Okay, bye.
Oh, what a time we had Saturday night out at Dodger Stadium. Thanks to all the fans, by the way. Had a great section there watching the Dodgers, who eventually, by the way, Kevin, I know you left a little early, eventually ended up beating the Nationals in 10 innings. So it was a very exciting game.
That's what worries me is now I have to throw out the first pitch before every home game, right?
Right, exactly. Superstition.
Or you have Kevin. To leave early.
Kevin was asked to return because, last time he threw out the first pitch, it kind of bounced. So he had another opportunity to make good. And I got to give Kevin all the credit in the world for coming up with a plan for his first pitch, unlike anyone in the history of baseball. What were you going to do, Kevin? What was the goal when you stepped out there on the mound at Dodger Stadium?
We don't have the video up yet, but we will soon. My goal was to throw a knuckleball. Now, the reason is because I used to pitch in high school. I pitched all
four
years.
And that was your signature pitch? That was the one you were famous for?
No, it's the only one I cared about, though. I could throw a fastball. I could throw a curve. Neither of them were very good. Uh-huh. But the knuckleball is so weird because if you throw it perfectly, it doesn't have any spin on it. And the wind catches all the stitching and stuff, and the ball literally just bounces all over the place. And I was fascinated by that. So every single game, I would try to throw a knuckleball. Every game I pitched.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is it. This is the knuckleball. This is going to be the one. This is going to be the one. This is going to be the knuckleball. And not one time did I throw a knuckleball strike. Not once. I could throw a knuckleball eventually.
Uh-huh.
But then it would just Stevie Wonder its way wherever it wanted to go.
Right.
And it wouldn't end up being in the strike zone. So I thought, this is my ultimate chance. I can
biggest
redeem,
stage you'll ever be on.
Right, I can redeem my whole life of not being able to throw a knuckleball in one night.
Right, you couldn't do it when you were young and pitching on a regular basis.
Right.
And you figured if I do it when I'm older and infirmed and out of practice, that's when I'm going to really seal the deal.
See, that's negative. That's your negative thinking that's holding you back.
Look, I wasn't there, Saturday. I want to hear. I don't hear how I went.
So I thought I could make up for a lifetime of not being able to throw a knuckleball by throwing a knuckleball on a mound at a professional baseball field.
So congratulations.
So they lead us down to the baseball field. We're standing there, and then we talked to the guy from Fox Sports,
mm-hmm.
and he told me that you can't stand on the mound.
What?
Why?
Right.
Since when?
That's what I said. I said I thought the celebrities went like halfway up, and everybody thinks that's lame. So you have to stand on the mound. And he said, "Oh, you can stand on the mound. Just don't touch the rubber. Whatever you do, don't touch the rubber." Because the
told
pitchers
us that
get angry.
Yeah, the pitchers get upset if they come out to start a game and there's already dirt and it's scuffed up. They want to start with a fresh new mound. So get on the dirt, but not on the rubber.
Baseball players are bitches.
Right.
F them.
But then I didn't know if he was kidding with me because I heard my whole life that you're lame if you go halfway there. You have to throw it from the mound.
Right.
And so you stand on the rubber. He said, "Do not touch the rubber." And I was like, "Are you just setting me up? Are you effing with me?" Like, I didn't know if he was. And
you guys fell for the rubber joke.
It seemed like he meant it, right, Bean?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then I start thinking, "Oh man, I guess so. I'll do it from the dirt, but I can't touch. I have to be careful not to touch the rubber." So then my ultimate nightmare happened, and this is the greatest thing that could have possibly happened to my head because. Mm-hmm. It was Army Hero Appreciation Night, and they had 6 or 7, Army
amputees.
Guys.
Amputees is the word you're looking for.
They either had both legs missing or one. And most of them had prosthetic legs.
Right.
Wow. Okay, and arms in many cases.
One guy was missing an arm. One guy didn't have a leg but had a crutch. And it was like, these guys made the ultimate sacrifice. These guys are heroes. Yeah. Standing O. Amazingly warm reception. And then they walked out to the mound to throw a pitch. There's more than one person doing it. And I was like,
how special is this thing, by the way, that they just have a line of people coming out to pitch before the game?
But then I leaned over to the PR woman. I was like, you're going to make me go after American heroes? I mean, these guys are heroes. These guys fought for our country and are missing limbs.
Yeah.
I make penis jokes. Like, where are we on the scale of importance and good?
You're a hero, too. You're a hero.
I'm not a hero.
We have to follow. We have to go out immediately after these guys when everybody's all crying and warm and fuzzy. We got to go out there and do our little comedy dog and pony knuckleball act. You know what I mean? It was just the timing. It was the terrible setup. You don't want a lead in of guys with no legs. And there were six of them or something like that, by the way. And they all marched out to right by the mound. Mm-hmm. And all six of them threw the ball. One guy with a prosthetic arm, by the way, threw the ball right to six Dodger catchers. Yep. And every single one of them was straight and in line and, Perfect throw. Six of them.
One guy that had no leg but was using a crutch. Uh-huh. And I'm not laughing because, to me, that's the ultimate sacrifice that you make for your country. But I'm the guy that now has to follow the American heroes that everybody's so happy with.
And you've got two legs, right?
I've got two legs.
I just want to make sure. Okay. Just want to see how many you have.
Completely wasting them.
Okay.
Like, who needs legs less than I do? So these American heroes walk off, and everybody's still feeling all great, and they're all like, that was great. They're still applauding. It was heartwarming. Yeah. It was really an amazing moment.
It was
very
moving, yeah.
And then they introduce us, and everybody's like, they start talking to each other and going to get hot dogs and stuff.
Lisa, how were we received? Because when you're down there on the field, everything's a blur. You have no idea what's really happening. Did we get any applause at all, or did people just totally ignore us?
In our section, everybody was applauding.
So
we were very excited.
It was at that point that the PR woman for the Dodgers said, who's catching? Bean? And I said,
that's always the answer.
And I said, yes. And Bean said, whoa, we thought it was going to be a Dodger. And she said,
it's always a Dodger. It's always a guy on the team. It's your catcher.
And the PR woman said, I have a glove right here.
There we go.
I was like, yes, Bean's catching.
This just gets better and better.
So now, that's when we really started cheering.
So now I'm caught, though, because now instead of me throwing a knuckleball, I'm thinking, Bean's not a catcher. If I throw as hard as I can anywhere in the dirt, it hits him in the balls guaranteed.
That's true.
Oh, really? I mean, he gets hits in the balls, and he's laying there for 15 minutes.
That would be sweet.
How great would that be?
Right. So you've got too many thoughts fighting for attention in your tiny little brain
at this
point.
Don't touch the rubber. Can't touch the rubber because the pitcher will get really angry. I mean, he was telling me the pitcher for the Dodgers will be really angry at you. So I was like, okay, I can't touch the rubber. Right. War heroes. Oh, no, I have to go after war heroes. But Bean's going to catch, so maybe I should. So I turned to Dave, and I said, what do I do? Do I throw heat? Do I try to come with the knuckleball? He said, knuckleball is your dream. You got to do the knuckleball. So I went out there, and I stood just in front of the rubber. And I was in the stretch position like you do when you have somebody on base.
Right.
And
right.
I thought, you know what? I'm not going to have enough energy. I'm throwing a knuckleball. It's not going to get to home plate. I better do the full windup.
Sure.
So then I turned and I started doing the full windup. But then I was stepping over the rubber. And I was thinking, oh, I can't step on the rubber. This is bad. So I stepped further back. And I had the ball in my hand in the knuckleball position.
Right.
And I stepped on my front foot.
Yes.
And that's when everything went dark because my front foot went right out from underneath me. Slipped. I mean, literally hit the dirt, which was really, really, really slick.
Uh-huh.
And I just face planted. like you see on Jackass. I'm not kidding. Like you see on Jackass. Face planted. Just boom! And I was like looking around. I was dazed. I didn't know if I was
You're bleeding.
Where am I? What happened? And I remember throwing, and I did have the knuckleball in my hand, and I did throw that form, but I believe it bounced, I don't know, halfway to the plate?
About halfway, yeah.
Like, way further, closer to me than last time.
Right.
And Bean just snagged it out of his mitt, just like he was a catcher his whole life.
But
so it wasn't the success that I had dreamed
so
about.
So you embarrassed yourself last time by bouncing the pitch.
Yes.
Now you bounce the pitch, but also just ate dirt. Just ate turf.
Yes. Face plant right on. Yes. Just.
Well, everyone knows how slippery the ground can be.
The mound blame is,
you
there. The mound
you were playing
is.
On ice, right? You were playing on ice?
Guys, in the history of celebrity first pitches, and Mike, you've seen more games than anybody, have you ever seen anyone face plant while throwing a pitch? Ever?
Not like that, no.
Wow.
And it wasn't just like a minor face plant. Like, I was dazed for a
That's
second.
That's like a quirky Life Goes On kind of move.
It was like I was.
And he drew blood, too. You should have seen his knees. They're all scabbed up, bleeding, and everything. I mean, he really fell hard.
And then I went up to beat him, and I was like, I didn't see the pitch. What happened? And he said, it bounced.
So that, it was great.
So all that happened.
That is epic and fail.
It is.
Turns out we have a video of it.
Oh, yay! Thank God.
And unfortunately, that's going to be put up soon. So, so overall, I think it went pretty well.
I think so, too.
Pretty happy.
It is Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Lewis Black joins us later on the program. Also, something called the Jesus Shore you won't want to miss. Right now, though, trying to check in with TMZ.com. Dax Holt on the phone with us. Hey, where's our buddy Harvey? Does he hate us? What's going on, Dax? I haven't talked to Harvey in like 3 weeks.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. He doesn't know what's going on today. He just got back
just
from
got
vacation.
Back. Oh,
he's been
okay.
On the beach. He's super tan, but has no idea what's going on in entertainment.
You know what's funny about that is that I always pictured him as a guy who couldn't vacation.
Right.
I always pictured him as a guy who had to stay connected.
Like
and
be
always...
plugged in all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know how he made it the full 2 weeks. I swear. Normally he'll be like, I got to get back.
Yeah, because he's just he's a workaholic. I mean, every weekend he works all weekend. You just figure he's in touch. But
he's the hardest working person in Hollywood, I swear to God.
All right.
I believe you. I believe you. Well, you guys do great work 24/7. We got a couple things we want to talk to you about, Dax, because this is new to me, this Oksana sound engineer who had, tell our listeners about this, intimate knowledge of the relationship between Oksana and Mel Gibson for a long time, right?
Well, he's saying he's the star witness in this whole thing. He's saying, look, I worked with Mel and Oksana for 10 months as the audio engineer, working on her new album. Mel was producing it. I've seen them get in these verbal abusive fights. Obviously never saw any hitting is what he's saying. And he wasn't there for that alleged beatdown time where Mel supposedly hit her. But he's saying, look, I can talk all about it. I've already written up a declaration. I can turn that in. And he wants to be a part of this whole investigation.
How is Mel Gibson producing a music album?
Money.
That
is the best
money.
Question ever.
He's got money.
He has money. That's all you need to produce.
I mean, I guess he's paying for it, so he feels like he wants to have as much input as possible. But you don't go to a guy who's never produced a record and have him produce it if you're hoping to make it successful, do you?
It's strange, but maybe that's just, you know, he had the money. He knows a lot of people in Hollywood, and Oksana felt like, hey, he could get my album out there.
But wait, isn't there like an executive producer type person who pays but doesn't have hands-on? Did he have hands-on? I mean, was he in there mixing?
Yeah, no, he was like writing songs with her.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh,
are all the songs about Jew blood on his hands?
But the thing is, I don't think we're going to ever hear any of this.
You need to crawl on your knees and blank me because I blanking deserve it.
Oh, that would be a great song.
The name of one of them. That's great.
The first thing I thought, Dax, when I saw this story on TMZ.com is, I wonder, he's the sound engineer, I wonder if he had anything to do with helping Oksana set up that professional sounding recording of all those phone calls.
That is such a good idea.
I've been thinking about this since the story came out because I work, you know, in media and I do a lot of stuff with audio, and I'm not positive how I would record a call like that. And how could she know?
An iPhone app.
Ah.
She downloaded an iPhone app, and when he called, she just had to press record.
Really?
That is the best iPhone app ever, because her voice is such studio quality.
Wow.
And the call, I mean, the call really was recorded so well.
We're going to have to try that, you guys, and see.
That's a good idea.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's been edited and her voice has been, you know, thrown in.
Enhanced. Do you think he's in here trying to make some money?
Who?
The
audio engineer?
Oh, the audio
guy? I mean, he totally could be. He's saying that Mel was, like, super jealous. That's his big thing, is that anytime a guy would come talk to Oksana, he'd freak out.
That's not surprising at all.
Yeah, you definitely get the idea that that's true.
Interesting. Huh. All right. And by the way, you also reported over the weekend that I don't know that there was a picture, but we kind of found out where Mel was. He was out of the country doing some fishing with his kids or something. Is that where he is?
Yeah. Well, Oksana's people were saying, hey, you need to come do your deposition. He's like, I'm fishing. I'm going fishing with my boys. So
that's nice of him.
Oksana's people are really fired up about that, saying, oh, well, this is obvious that he doesn't care about his child because he's, you know, not even showing up for the deposition. In reality, he's had the fishing trip planned, so sorry.
Okay. Can you imagine if a fish doesn't bite? How angry he'd get. He'd jump in there. He'd jump in there and just strangle the fish. I told you to bite!
He brings a gun to go fishing. You know he does.
We're talking to our friend Dax Holt from TMZ.com. Check your local listings for TMZ Television, too. I know you've got spies all over Hollywood. Do you have anyone on the inside at Lindsay's rehab? And do you have any idea how that is going for her a weekend?
Well, here's the one thing I do know, is that she's not allowed to have any friends show up. She can have family, any blood relatives, so her mom showed up a couple times, Allie showed up, but, you know, her friends can't go for the first 30 days of her being in there. They said,
well, who's bringing her drugs then?
Her family, Bean? What's wrong with you? They just said her mom and dad can go.
But you don't get any.
That's the worst group of people to have visit you.
Oh,
in
yeah.
her particular case,
go visit her than her mom and her sister.
Yeah, really? You're probably right. Do we get? They probably don't give any kind of updates on how patients are doing or how the treatment is going. I imagine that's all fairly hush hush, right?
They're very locked down on anything that's going on in there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good stuff. Anything else you're working on you want to tell us about real quick before we go, Dax?
Well, I think that Rachel, you could tell a story that's kind of interesting. She left Celeb Rehab and has checked herself into another rehab facility now.
Is that right? Down in Malibu.
She said she's quit smoking, drinking, pills, all of that kind of stuff. She just wants to get healthy, so she's spending $20,000 a month to stay down there in Malibu.
Wow. Was there...
Yep. Well, come on, guys. Who's going to not be able to, you know, withhold their attraction to Dr. Drew?
Hey, right. That's why we have to have him on the phone and on the studio.
Yeah, he's too hot.
He's too hot to handle.
I'd be all over him.
All right, TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record. Dax Holt, thanks for joining us on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Have a great week, and tell Harvey welcome back for us.
All right, bye, guys.
K-Rock is KROQ, presenting Cypress Hill Smokeout. Listen all week long to score your tickets. You get to see Incubus, Slightly Stupid, Cypress Hill, and more. The show is October 16th at the NASA Event Center. Plus, you'll get passes on the K-Rock Party Bus to the show and special seats in the K-Rock Smoking section.
Yeah!
What? That's what I'm talking about.
What are they saying?
Yeah!
Details at KROQ.com. It is 6:53.
You are listening to the Kevin DeBeach Show on a Monday. By the way, Ralph, remember the conversation we had on Friday about the Katy Perry Rolling Stone shoot?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Those unbelievable photos, right?
Yeah.
You were talking about how you weighed in. Your favorite was Katy at the beach. My favorite was Katy in the kitchen. And I put all the pictures up at KevinDeBeach.com, and people want to see the spread, and they can vote for which one is their favorite. So far, by the way, the audience is siding with you. Katy at the beach is at 34% right now, is the hottest photo of the set.
Look,
kitchen just behind it, 32%.
Picking amongst those pictures is ridiculous anyway. Because
literally splitting pubic hairs.
Yeah, it's one of the hottest photo shoots from one of the hottest women in the world in Rolling Stone. You have to check it out. Go to KevinDeBeach.com, see the Katy Perry pictures, and vote for your favorite. Of course, Katy is hosting the Teen Choice Awards on Fox tonight, too, so I'll be watching that. Time for the showbiz beat now.
Watching
you're
that
better
anyway.
Man than me.
No,
what?
He's watching that for the kids.
I love Katy Perry more than anything. There's no way I'm going to slog through that show. It's just not happening.
This gives Bean an excuse to watch. This is like people saying they watch Dancing with the Stars because the girls are hot.
I like to stay good with Demi Lovato.
She might be there, and Selena might be there, too. All of my favorites. Come on. All right, time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph.
I just want to see if Zach and Cody win a surfboard.
Is that what they got?
I don't know.
I think it is.
It's Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Congratulations to the other guys. $35.6 million made the Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg comedy number one at the box office this weekend.
See it, Ralph?
I did not.
Oh, there's a hit song in it.
Hectic weekend.
We got to get on soon called Pimps Don't Cry.
No, sweet.
Yeah, very true.
I think sometime this week I'm going to be getting the complete radio-ready single version of the Sharktopus theme song. I think we need to get that on the air, too, from the Cheetah Whores.
Done.
Apparently they just did like a clip. They just only recorded a clip, but people like it so much they had to go back in the studio and write a whole song about Sharktopus. So we'll be playing that soon. Inception was number two at the box office. Finally dropped from the number one slot after 4 weeks. Step Up 3D. Step Up 3D in its debut weekend only did $15.5 million despite the magnetism of Dave the King of Mexico.
I went to that as well because I like this kind of movies, but also because Dave was in. I was looking for him.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, those 3D glasses are not made for people with gigantic heads.
No.
Really?
No. By the end of the movie.
Did you have to wear two pair?
By the end of the movie, I felt like they were actually cutting into my brain.
Wow.
It was brutal.
Salt was fourth. Dinner for Schmucks was fifth. Despicable Me, Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore, Charlie St. Cloud, Toy Story, and The Kids Are All Right, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Kristen Stewart says that she is kind of shy in real life.
Oh, really?
One of her deepest, darkest fears is singing karaoke.
Right.
That's pretty easy to avoid.
It's also something she should never do.
She said she's tried to belt out a tune a time or two at a karaoke bar, but she says she always gets severely embarrassed and leaves after the first line of the song. She'll walk off the stage. Listen, don't be in show business. You have no business being a performer on any level. Just stop it.
That's sort of what show business is.
You have to get up in front of people and perform. It's the act of putting yourself on display for other people's enjoyment.
And but Kristen Stewart is so effervescent and bubbly and energetic and outgoing, Ralph. What are you talking about?
Oh, God damn her.
She has other choices, right? She cannot be in entertainment?
Look, take all your Eclipse money, all your Twilight money, and then just go away. Just leave us. Be gone with you. Be gone. A pox on you.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. F*** hippies.
You know, for the most part, I am not a fan of reality TV. There's a few shows I enjoy watching, but the vast majority of it, I think, is a waste.
Sure.
I would like to see Bill and Juliana sign a mutual suicide pact. I'd like to see that reality show, but until that comes along, this may be my next favorite.
Okay.
Mark Burnett, our buddy who brought us, of course, Survivor and Pirates, whatever that one was. That was a good one.
The Apprentice.
You said quite a string.
The Apprentice. Still waiting for Jingles. Haven't seen Jingles.
Yeah, where's Jingles?
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna.
He is bringing us Talent Behind Bars.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes,
I'm in.
Yes and yes.
Apparently, Mark Burnett will be doing a talent show to find the talent lurking in America's prison systems.
You know who's gonna win? I already know who's gonna win.
Who's gonna win?
All of those dudes that are in prison in.
Oh, Singapore? They do the Singapore. Thriller dance?
And they're all doing the Thriller dance all together perfectly?
Apparently it's the American prison system we're going to have to take a look at. And only petty offenders, such as drug charge convicts, will be able to compete. They won't have any rapists or murderers.
They won't let the murderers compete?
No.
Well, that's not fair. No.
They should have different categories.
They should. And now in the rape division, it's Bubba Williams.
Are they calling it Prison Idol, or is that just the... What the press has dubbed it.
Calling it Talent Behind Bars.
Oh.
And if it works out well, they may do Dancing Behind Bars.
Oh,
yeah.
These are the best ideas ever.
So we got that to look forward to.
Love it.
I think it's strong.
I'm in.
I tell you what, you ought to go to prison.
All right. Maybe I can get my big break there.
Yeah.
Enter the talent show, the prison talent show.
People are going to be breaking the law so they can get on those shows.
I want Simon to go over there and be a judge. If I hear Jailhouse Rock one more time. Today's celebrity birthdays, Sam Elliott, one of my favorite character actors, 66 years old today. I know it's an old movie, Kevin, you probably never watch. But have you ever got a chance to see a movie called Lifeguard with Sam Elliott?
No.
It's a great American film.
No.
All right.
Was he the guy who did all the beef commercials before McConaughey?
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's what's for dinner. He's that guy, right?
Yeah. He's also in Tombstone. Plays one of the Earp brothers in Tombstone.
You just identified somebody as one of the guys who did the beef commercials.
Well, it's a limited group of people, Kevin. It's a very, it's a very classy, special.
See the guy who did the beef commercials?
The narrator of The Big Lebowski. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, sure. He was the stranger. The dude abides. That guy.
Yeah, that's something to bring up.
Beef.
What's for dinner? See the beef guy?
He was.
But those
the
commercials ran
guy.
For 20 All years,
right.
though.
He's the beef guy.
It was Sam Elliott, and I think it was James Garner, and then Matthew McConaughey.
It might be best if you just let it go.
Small fraternity of beef fellas. What?
The Blasting Pickle Guy?
I think Sam Elliott also did the Blasting Pickle Guy.
Yeah. Well, who knew? How did that sound?
That's the crunchiest pickle I ever heard.
That's very strange. Sam Elliott, 66. Melanie Griffith is 53. Whitney Houston celebrates her 47th birthday. She's a mess, by the way.
What kind of bell do you give somebody who used to be hot but now is a mess?
We need like an echo of a bell. We need like a distant bell.
Distant bell followed by an ugly gong.
Like a bell in a church in a far, far away land.
Bong.
You appear on the horizons. Julian Anderson from The X-Files is 42 years old today. Actor Eric Bana is 42. Thomas Lennon of Reno 911 is 40 years old. And Anna Kendrick, who was so funny and adorable in Up in Smoke. No.
Up in the air.
She's in the Scott Pilgrim movie, too.
Right? And of course, she made her bones in the Twilight series. So
she's in Bones?
Old Gilligan. This is Bean in the Knuckleball. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's one of my guilty pleasures. It's a W. I mean, I wouldn't claim heterosexuality.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You know what happened there? What was that about? What happened?
Context. Wow. former sports guy, the Kevin Avincio, Matt Money Smith, joins us next hour. We got a lot to talk to him about, including... Return of Brett Favre or not, whatever. Whatever.
He doesn't know, man. He doesn't know. It's day to day.
Also, funny man Lewis Black and What Is Jesus Shore? We'll find out later this hour. Our boy Psycho Mike has been on a tear lately with the tattoos. And I don't know how it works. We've talked about this topic. Many of our listeners, maybe even most of our listeners, have tattoos. And you don't get just one. Once you get one, I don't know if it's the rush from getting the tattoo or it's just you love it so much and you love showing it off so much you can't wait to get another one. But nobody gets just one. And Psycho Mike...
It is 0 or 30.
It's 0 or 30, right. And Mike, you're heading toward 30. I mean, you've doubled your tattoos in the last 2 weeks, right?
I haven't doubled, but I got three in one. At one time, but I mean, a lot of you guys forget because you don't ever see me with at any level of disrobe. I mean, I have a lot of tattoos.
How many do you have?
What do you have? What do you have? Name.
Let's see. I got a big like American flag type of setup on my left shoulder.
Okay.
I got a custom made kind of like a Celtic knot on my right arm and shoulder. Kind of goes on down my arm.
And what does that represent?
It was actually the top of a shield from the American Civil War of a battalion made up of all. Black and Irish soldiers.
Right.
That they used to put on the front line because they were considered...
And you were black and Irish?
And your family used to own them? So what's the...
Both. Yes, my family was the blacks that fought in it and then also the wealthy landowners. So it's amazing. Amazing little combo.
Well, that makes sense.
And let's see. I got Ozzy on my chest. Right?
He signed it.
Yeah, and I got the black flag bars on like my lower body here, right. My lower like belly. And then I got the... Lemmy on my forearm. I got Thirsty and Miserable, the Black Flag song here on my other arm. And then I got my doggies here on my right arm.
He sketched his little retard dogs.
Yeah, and I have no training in an artwork.
Right. And then
that's evident. You didn't have to tell us that. Hey, Mike, as a guy who's interested in pursuing a career in television and a guy who has been getting more and more TV work, do you ever think about that? Like, hey, I may be causing myself future problems down the road with these having to be covered up for certain types of work.
Yeah. I mean, so I try to stay away from anything that wouldn't be covered up by long sleeves. You know what I'm saying? By long sleeves and stuff. And then and I also think to myself, I mean, I'm probably not like in the running to get a job on 2020.
You're not going to be Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. I think his idea of
Anderson Pooper.
Of what?
Wow.
10 points for being for that one.
Anderson Booper's pretty strong.
That's pretty good. His idea, if he gets a job in show business, is not going to be. It's going to be like on Jackass or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be.
Someplace they have
to. And I also think times are changing.
Very much so.
And with his age group, you know, it's just so common.
And even more so than being, you know, you pointed that out, even more so than the thoughts about television. Because like I said, it's not like a guy like me could ever go and be on the CBS Evening News. I was thinking more along the lines of like social stigma in 20 years when I'm a dad and I go to Little League, am I going to worry about being covered in tattoos? And then I thought to myself, just like Lisa said, times are changing so much. And people who know me for 10 seconds know me that I'm not that guy. I mean, who cares? I'm an idiot, and I've never really been taken seriously in
anything. That's true. You are an idiot.
No, I'm not. But, I mean, I wouldn't really have a problem being sleeved. You know what I'm saying? If it turned into
that. Hey, Mr. Rogers was sleeved.
Yeah, and
I know what I heard.
But he wore those sweaters.
And a Navy SEAL.
Killed
all those guys.
And an assassin.
So last couple weeks ago when Mike was getting all these tattoos, I emailed Mike and I said, hey, Mike, where's your human centipede tattoo? If you're on a tear with human centipede tattoos, I'll pay for it if you want to get one. And Mike's like, and this is why we needed to talk about this today. Mike says, I'll get any tattoo that somebody else pays for. And then he came in the next day and we're like, seriously? He's like, yeah, as long as it's funny, I don't care. What's your theory? I mean, what's your policy on which tattoos you're willing to get, Mike?
Honestly,
sounds like you're open for anything if somebody will pay for it.
I stand behind.
What drives Mike is comedy.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's funny, he'll get it. Nothing else matters.
But I would think a tattoo would be something so permanent that you would really think about it a long time, and it
Mike,
would have to be personal.
We're talking about Mike.
And mean something to you, not what somebody else wants.
Yeah. I mean, most people, that's the way it goes. But for me, look at it this way. If you get a funny tattoo, at least in 20 years, if people don't know what it is, you still have a funny story behind it. You know what I'm saying? If you get the initials of some person that you don't know 20 years down the road, that's totally lost. A human centipede tattoo in 2030, when my grandkids ask me, what's the centipede of humans on your body? You say, listen, there used to be a movie where this crazy German scientist sewed people ass to mouth. And then, you know, everybody laughs.
Did you see Tosh.0 when he went through the whole, that whole movie?
When we talked about where you would get that tattoo, I'm thinking your grandchildren should never see it.
All right. So let's talk about that. Here's the idea that we came up with. And then we're going to take your calls, because if we can find something funny enough, we'll pay for it and he'll get the tattoo.
Awesome.
So we need your funny ideas. What would be a funny tattoo for Mike to get?
And one caveat, I say I'll get anything if you guys pay for it. Nothing, I mean, within reason, nothing racist.
Right.
I love Hitler on your forehead. Nothing like that.
Nothing on my face that's going to prohibit me from getting any job from here on out.
It's the moneymaker.
No face, no neck.
Yeah, I gotta put no neck law in there.
That's pretty bad.
All right, tell the kids about the human centipede tattoo. How's this going to look?
First, explain for people who don't know what happens in that movie a little more clearly.
A German scientist takes American tourists that get lost in the woods, and he sews them into a human centipede ass to mouth. So being...
There's three of them, right?
Yeah, there's three. Okay. And some, I think it was Kevin actually said, get the human centipede, but the front of it going into your butthole, therefore you would be the fourth member.
Right, you'd be the front of the human centipede.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's how they're sewn together. How great would that be?
That's amazing.
Oh, so it goes across your butt cheek?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ending like he's the front one.
Now, if there's any tattoo artists out there that could help us out, I don't know if, like, the anus skin. I know butt cheek is fine. I don't know if you can get tattoos on your anus.
Well, you can certainly try.
Couldn't you just get really close? Wouldn't that be good enough?
Yeah.
No. This has to be real.
I don't think spreadage is necessary.
No, if we're going to do this, we got to go the whole way. You got to be the front of the human centipede.
Before we go to the calls at 1-800-520-1067, people who have hilarious ideas for tattoos that we will pay for. Don't you think about your friend Steve-O and some of the tattoos he got throughout his life? Steve-O from Jackass has some really hilarious but such bad taste tattoos.
Yeah.
Is he happy with those? He kind of went down this path before you.
Yeah, we actually talked about it. Throughout all his super dumb tattoos that he got throughout his time of partying, he only really regrets one, and that one's been altered.
He changed it.
Yeah. And the rest of them, like I said, it's all comedy.
Yeah.
His Bloods and Crips Unity tattoo, funny. It's still funny now, sober or not. You know, the flying penis, still funny.
Sure.
Flying penis.
And like I said, the flying penis doesn't work for everybody. If you're Steve-O and you have that lifestyle that you can get away with it, why not? And I think I fall into that category. I'm not like my father, who was an accountant that had to go deal with clients and probably would have really been upset having a flying penis on his forearm.
Let's take one call, and then we'll take a break and come back and take the rest of them. Mike has an idea. Yes, Mike.
All right. What's up, Lisa?
Hey.
All right, but it's all about location. You have to have it on your toe.
On your toe.
Okay.
It's a silhouette of a camel.
That's excellent.
See a camel on your toe.
That's excellent.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mike. That's a great idea. We'll add it to the list.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Real strong.
We're going to pay for it. What's a funny tattoo Mike can get next? 1-800-520-1067. Your calls after this on the Kevin and Bean. Here's the one thing I know. We are just scratching the surface of great ideas that our listeners have for Psycho Mike's next tattoo. We're not going to be able to decide today. We're going to have to do this again because we're getting so many great emails and phone calls. Mike will get a tattoo if we will pay for it, as long as it's hilarious. And that's what we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 about.
The idea of the human centipede ending in the beehole is is funny, but then Teresa sends, make each link on the human centipede a member of the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, Lisa, each of you. Miss Cleo. It makes sense. Mike's going to be in the lead, but it should be us in
funny.
The human centipede.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty strong.
I don't want to be there.
Now, Mike, before we go to these calls, you mentioned there were some things that were off limits. You don't want it to be racist, for instance, but are there any body parts below your clothes that are off limits? Because
half of the suggestions we're getting are around your junk.
Yeah.
Penis tattoo?
I think the penis is off limits only because I don't think a tattoo artist has enough space to work with my penis. Like, I think you need a small basic needle. Amount of skin space.
And now, listen my penis to this.
I had mine tattooed black. Just because
it grew 4 inches,
from,
Lisa.
From Jamie, who is a tattoo photographer, he says, and this is a great idea. This is the one to beat as far as I'm concerned. Get a Gene Simmons portrait on your crotch in full kiss makeup. Your penis is the tongue.
The tongue.
Oh,
wow.
That's pretty good.
And you love Gene Simmons so much, that would be so appropriate for you, right?
That's pretty strong.
It is pretty darn strong. All right, real quick, let's do as many as we can. Let's try Joe Line 7 to get us started here. 1-800-520-1067. We'll pay for it. What tattoo should Mike get? Make it funny. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So Mike should get a squirrel on the inside of his thigh reaching for his balls.
Good.
See, every squirrel's looking for a nut.
Good.
That's right. Squirrel looking for nut.
I got an email that the attempt...
But dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied. Not too small.
The attempt is, I think, to make Mike sick all the time. So it would be Stryker's backside nude with the tail.
Mm.
So yeah, you're just constantly retching.
Well, as long as it's on a part where I can't see.
Well, no, it couldn't be there.
Let's go to line 8. Eddie calling in on the Kevin and Bean Show. Eddie, what tattoo do you want Psycho Mike to get?
How about elephant ears and elephant tusks at the base of his penis?
So my wiener's the trunk?
Oh, there you go.
All right.
See, your wiener's doing some double duty here on some of these.
Oh, it needs to.
Needs to do single duty.
Let's try Andrew, line 5. Andrew, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you got?
Hi, this is for the other side. He should get on his lower back and just say exit only, like a road sign.
That's not bad.
but
that's
has,
not his rule.
And it has been done.
That's not his rule. He likes to experiment.
Two-way traffic.
All right, thank you. That's a good idea.
All right, let's try Louie. Let's go back to the groin. Louie's on line 2. Hey, Louie, what do you got for Mike?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa Mae.
Hi.
A tattoo on his junk that reads, my other penis is black.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I feel bad, though. I mean, I might be, like, bringing down the real estate value of black penises, though, with my small little thing.
I think we'd have to put on glasses to read it.
I don't think anyone would believe it, though. I mean, they're not going to go, really? Where is it? Because you're not going to have another one. It's a joke. You know that, right?
Yes, Kevin.
Okay,
I got
just checking. Just making sure you understand this.
All right.
All right. We're almost out of time. Any other one you want to go to real fast? Or we're going to have to pick this up another day because we have so many great suggestions. Now I think, Mike, you have to get them all.
All?
Wow, there's just too much here. There's,
Cody's pretty strong.
Cody? All right, let's go to Cody.
I mean, it'll take some manscaping by me.
Hey, Cody.
Hi. Okay, so basically, in your pubic hair, you should get a guy mowing a lawn.
Well, the weed eater.
Yeah.
I do it with the weed eater.
The problem is I constantly have to keep... You know, shaving trails behind him and then leaving my...
Right, so part of it is mowed.
Yeah, down there
but part of it is it. Like the area behind him, like a trail.
The Jersey Shore, I know you love it, Kevin, is unbelievably popular.
Yeah, it's...
Hugely successful on MTV.
I love it the same reason you hate it, is because it's not possible that people are that bad and dumb.
And yet it is.
And yet it is.
Well, it has become such a pop culture sensation that now that there is at least now there's at least one church in Seaside Heights, New Jersey that is looking to capitalize on it by bringing people into the tent by putting on something they call Jesus Shore. Jersey Shore is so popular. Hey, look over here. We got something called Jesus Shore.
I don't know
what this is all about, but apparently it is happening live on the boardwalk there in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. So we asked producer Alex to line us up a spokesperson from the church, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm fist pumping, yeah.
We're looking for the Jesus Shore.
You found it. It's the Jesus Shore. How you doing?
What is your name, sir?
And I'm JC.
JC.
That's right.
Okay. And you are with the Move the Earth Ministry there in New Jersey?
Well, they're working for me, but I'm not with them, you know?
So JC is Jesus Christ?
That's right. Yeah. I'm back. How do you like me now?
Well, why would Jesus have a New Jersey accent? Aren't you from the Middle East?
I used to be, but now I'm back, and I'm in Jersey.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I'm shocked by this revelation.
I want to come back and, you know, reach out to the young people.
Right. You thought...
So I'm back, and it's the Jesus Shore.
Okay.
How does Jesus Shore work? Like, who's there?
We're all hanging out in a big house here on the shore.
Who's we?
Well, it's me, JC.
Sure.
Or you can call me by my Jersey Shore name, the Crucifixion.
Okay.
It's me, it's Maddie, it's John, Simon Z, Simon P, Jimmy Jam, Andy Barr, Philip, Bart Gallery, Lukey Lou, Tom Club, Judas. And we also
Wait a minute.
Wow, I can't believe you sold me out. St. Pauly D. We're all hanging out. It's great.
Wow. Okay. Any GTL going on?
Absolutely. We're all about the GTL.
All right.
That's Gospel, Tabernacles, and Lent.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, come GTL.
On. Completely different. Now, I understand that you're providing an alternative to the fighting and fornicating that goes on the regular Jersey Shore MTV show.
That's right. We got no fighting. We got no fornicating. But we do drink a lot, man. We get loaded. It's unbelievable.
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm turning water into wine like every night here. Every time we run out, hey, Jesus, we're out of water. We're out of wine. Hey, I got some water here. Boom. Now we got wine. And we, you know, we all get up. We all put on our fresh shirts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a shirt time where you take off your
wife
beater?
Yeah, we get the shirt before the shirt.
Sure.
Okay.
I got the shroud before the shroud.
Sure.
Right, sure.
And then we go to Club Lazarus. I'll tell you, that place was dead, but I brought it back to life, baby. Oh! Oh! And I'm there, I'm drinking out of my holy grail, you know? The chicks dig it.
Right.
I get a lot of grail tail. That's what I call it.
Is that what you call it?
I wouldn't expect that Jesus would be really trolling for tail at a club at all,
actually. I'm creeping all the time. I'm creeping with my buddy, Johnny the Baptist.
Is that right?
Oh, man, we take those girls down to the water. He starts dunking the honey. It's unbelievable. We got to fall a few grenades, you know?
But sure.
Like Mary Magdalene. Oh, that girl's beat. But everybody loves me. You know, the babies, the dogs, you know, the hot girls, the cougars.
Sure.
I have mass appeal.
I'm sure.
Literally,
yes,
mass.
You do.
Mass appeal.
Right, yeah.
You're very popular, Jesus.
Oh,
yes.
It's the greatest time. You got to come down.
Now, wait, is this going to be aired on TV or is it just a live thing?
No, we got a TV show coming on. Yeah. We started filming around Easter. Well, I took 3 days off on Easter. But then I came back.
Right.
Came back to the house and now we're partying. It's going to be amazing. You got to check it out. It's going to be incredible.
All right.
Well, we will check it out. It's very exciting to know that Jesus is back. I just am surprised with what you're up to. That's all.
Well, I don't appreciate your doubting me.
I think it's a great idea.
I think
you're excluded from Loaves and Fishes Night.
Oh, Bean.
You are excluded from Heal the Lepers Night.
Oh,
you are excluded from the Last Supper.
Oh, I don't want to miss that. Come on.
I'm fist pumping, baby.
Thanks for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday. Ralph joins us about this time every hour to take a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
And because it's Monday, we always start things off by taking a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Other Guys did very well for itself. New comedy with starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg debuted with $35.6 million this week.
Can I play a little bit of the hit single Pimps Don't Cry?
Please do.
From that movie?
And the tears well up in your eyes. I know that my friends tell lies.
Even
in Pimps don't cry.
This is Eva Mendes and CeeLo, by the way.
Never shed a tear.
Oh, lover.
Yes, lover.
You look in my eyes, baby.
Mom, you're looking in your big brows.
I'm crying.
Oh, baby, don't cry.
Come on. Eva Mendes.
That's great.
Reminds me of Love Me Sexy by Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro.
Yes, it does.
That was a good tune.
The people I know who have seen this movie say it's one of the funniest movies they've seen in a long time. They're loving it.
There you go. Inception was number two at the box office, $18.6 million. Step Up 3D, in its debut, did $15.5 million. Salt was fourth, then Dinner for Schmucks, Despicable Me. Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore was 7. Charlie St. Cloud was 8. Toy Story and The Kids Are All Right. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. I heard you guys talking about the Jersey Shore. Yeah. You're talking to the Crucifixion
Jesus
there
Shore.
In the Jesus Shore.
Yeah.
Well, the Jersey Shore has a new cast member.
What?
In series 2.5.
Oh, so
as they're
this is
calling it. Not this season we'll be seeing, but the following season, which will be back at the Jersey Shore. They're shooting it this summer.
Right.
Has a new cast member named Dina. Dina apparently is a longtime friend of Snooki.
She's got to be quality, then.
She has joined the cast. Now, she says she is quality, Kevin.
Yeah.
She describes herself as class in a glass.
I love these people.
And party in a body.
All right.
Those are her two descriptions for herself.
Right.
Yeah.
Party in a body.
She has no Jersey Shore nickname yet, but we plugged her name into the generator, and it came out the tight end.
So, hoping to see more from her in the near future.
Is she hot? Have you seen a picture of her?
I have not seen a photo of her.
They could use
yet.
Some more hot chicks on that
they
show.
They sure could. Now, I know you guys don't follow, and you mock me because I do, but the Bachelor franchise over there in ABC is a huge, huge hit for them. And tonight, they're debuting the latest show in that franchise, Bachelor Pad, which is all the cast-off contestants from the previous Bachelor and Bachelorette shows all living under one roof. Well, Star Magazine says that ABC had a difficult time editing the show because everyone was constantly boning.
All right.
They had so much sex going on in the house that they had a hard time cutting around it to put together an hour of television. My opinion is, give us that and cut out the other stuff, which invariably will be people crying and talking in hot tubs.
And then put it on, like, Showtime or something so we can watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
Ralph, I know you're excited about The Bachelor Pair, but I have to ask. When you saw the promos that they were doing Bikini Twister, didn't it seem to you like they were not even trying? Wasn't that a tired idea 10 years ago when they were doing it on reality shows?
Yeah, but you know what? You got a hot chick in a bikini playing Twister?
Yeah.
I mean, it may be a hackneyed idea, but some things are classics for a reason.
That'll work forever.
Yeah, that's like cats.
Are they hot?
It's cats now and forever.
Yeah.
Can someone pull my top up? This one girl says because her boobs are hanging out. Come on! With the come on. Yeah, I'm all over it.
Maybe it's because you're gay.
Although it did strike me as very Joe Schmo-esque as I watched some of these stunts they're putting these people through.
Oh, is that right?
At the time, we thought we were being outrageous and ridiculous, and now it's standard operational procedure.
Yeah, we've long discussed on this program that you could never have done Joe Schmo any longer than you did it because everything you were trying to parody came to pass as regular reality television.
Sad, but
nothing
true.
Too crazy anymore.
Paris Hilton has too much goddamn money. Star Magazine has a story where she just bought herself a brand new Bentley. Cost her $200,000.
Wow!
So she promptly had it painted pink. Then had pink rhinestones added to the tires.
Excellent.
With her initials, and also put her initials and pink rhinestones on the leather seats.
In case we don't know,
Paris Hilton is driving.
Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
And like a long line of legendary drummers before him, like Ringo Starr and Phil Collins and Dave Grohl, another rock drummer is going solo to be the front man of a band. Radiohead's Phil Selway is releasing his debut solo album on August 31st.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's called Familial.
Lead singer?
It features him drumming, playing guitar, and singing.
Oh. All at once?
At the same time.
Yes. He's like a circus
makes
clown?
Makes a horrible racket, I'll tell you. apparently taking over for Phil behind the kit during the live shows is Wilco's drummer, Glenn Kochke. So, Kochke, rather. He's going to do a few solo shows later this month to support the album, but everyone's looking forward to listening to it.
Huh.
I will be, too. And more music news. Jack White apparently is not ingratiating himself with his fans.
How come?
He was in New York last Wednesday playing a Manhattan nightclub with Dead Weather, mm-hmm. one of his 17 different bands.
Right.
And he stopped the show and started yelling at the audience, telling them they were hipsters and weren't rocking out enough. In the audience was apparently Liv Tyler, Keith Richards' daughter, Alexandra, the Olsen twins, and he was not happy with the celebrity turnout and started yelling at them that they weren't rocking out enough.
You know what? I can see the frustration in that because they probably are jaded and have seen everything and aren't.
You start yelling at the audience?
No, that seems like a bad plan.
One guy was taking pictures, so Jack had him thrown out of the club.
All right.
At the end of the show, Jack apologized to everyone and thanked them for coming out.
Hey, sorry about that whole yelling at you thing.
Yeah, sorry I made you all feel like douchebags, but I'm on my period. Today's celebrity birthdays, Anna Kendrick. Adorable and talented from Up in the Air and the Twilight film. She's 25 years old today. Thomas Lennon, very funny man from Reno 911 in the state. He is 40. Eric Bana.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Is 42 years old today. Gillian Anderson also turns 42. Whitney Houston celebrates her 47th
crack is whack. We know that.
Crack is whack. That's why she does the expensive stuff. That's why she does the coke.
That's true.
It's crack is whack. L to the air.
What? What was that?
Melanie Griffith. Oh. Even her name makes me ill.
She hates her so much.
She's 53 years old today. And Sam Elliott, one of the last man's men. A real man. Manly man.
What are you saying?
He's a man. He's got a great mustache, too. He is the last of the great mustaches. It's the kind of mustache that goes all the way over his mouth. You can't even see his mouth when he's rocking his mustache. It goes down to, like, his chin.
How's that?
It's a mustache. It's a mustache. That is a mustache.
What's wrong with you?
I like his mustache. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Lewis Black, later this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And if you haven't yet heard, I guess the video is not up yet, but nope, soon it will be, of Kevin's first pitch from Kevin and Bean Dodger Night.
Do
you have
to put
hear
it up?
That story.
Yeah.
I'd
yes,
rather not.
You definitely have to put
like
it up.
I would like to relive it.
All right. Tell you who would have enjoyed being there with us on Saturday night to see you go face first into the dirt on your first pitch is former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith, who joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Money, how are you?
No wonder you hate baseball so much.
No, dude, listen, I played all through high school, and I was okay. I wasn't great, but I was okay.
Kevin,
but
you were terrible.
Saturday.
I'm
sorry. Money, you've been watching baseball games since you were old enough to watch baseball games. Have you ever seen anyone throw out a ceremonial first pitch where they ended up face first in the dirt?
Hey, look, there's one way to get the people to forget that you bounced the ball on the way to the plate.
Money, my idea, though, was to throw a knuckleball. I've always wanted to throw a knuckleball.
Well, and that makes perfect sense.
I thought, here's the biggest stage in the world. I'm going to rock it. This will put it to bed forever. And it was a knuckleball until it hit about 10 feet in front of me.
Do you know what a knuckleball looks like to the 55,000 people in the stands?
No.
Slow pitch softball.
Yeah, I don't care.
It looks like that guy from Kevin and Bean just tried to throw like some sort of rainbow.
That's not what mattered to me. What mattered to me is that I accomplished something that I've never been able to accomplish before.
Yeah, face plant on the mound in front of a packed house. That wasn't stadium.
I had not accomplished that before either, and that wasn't the plan, but that is what happened.
Now,
it was awesome.
How did that happen? It's like you're wearing cleats and your toe cleat got caught
in
the dirt.
Who was the dude from Fox Sports? I'm sorry, I forgot his name. We know him pretty well. Jim Watson or something like that?
Oh, Watson, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. He's the one who told Kevin, whatever you do, don't step on the mound because it will tick off the Dodger pitcher. If he comes out to start the game and it's already scuffed up, don't stand on the rubber. You can stand on the mound in the right dirt, but you can't stand on the rubber. And that kind of, in Kevin's defense, that would throw anybody's balance off in terms of not being able to start from a flat place.
No, but I thought he was effing with me because usually the celebrities do it halfway to home plate.
Right.
And everybody else does it from the mound. And I've never heard don't step on the rubber. So I thought he was effing with me. I thought he was just giving me a hard time. But he said, no, literally, the Dodger pitcher will be really angry at you if you put your foot on the rubber. And so I said, okay, I won't. So then I started my windup in front of it, and then I stepped back behind it, careful not to. And then before I knew it, I was on my face. That's how I just was right on my face. It didn't go as well as I'd hoped.
I would say it went better.
Well, listen, Money, as you know, it pains us to no end that we don't have a sports guy on this program because there's always so much going on. And there are a couple things we really wanted to get your take on.
Okay.
Number one is we haven't even had a chance to talk about this, but I know it's all over the blogosphere. Is it on TV also? Did Brett Favre really send pictures of his penis to somebody who works in the Jets organization on a cell phone?
Well, it's a one source story, and it's Deadspin.com, and no one else has dared run with it. And you know, I love Deadspin. I mean, I do it. I check it out every morning. They do a great job.
Are they accurate?
Yeah, they're great.
They're pretty accurate.
They have a very irreverent attitude. They don't give a crap about making anyone happy. They piss everyone off, and they're usually dead on. But this is strange because they got this young, and you remember this girl? She was the chick with the giant cans that was at the Florida State games and the
yes
cowboy hat. So that's who this girl is.
Yeah, she was pretty hot. She was in Maxim. She was in Playboy,
absolutely,
wasn't she?
So she starts to work for the Jets, and she tells Deadspin, I guess, I don't know if it was like over drinks or something like this, about this story, but she never showed him any pictures. She did play him a voicemail over the phone from Brett saying, yeah, I'm just on my way to practice checking in on you, you sweet little honey. You know, it's like one of those things, but they never saw any photos. So if I were them, I don't think I'd run that story unless I've seen, you know, Brett's junk so I can, you know, confirm
but
that his girlfriend has it.
How do you know it's Brett's junk?
Yeah, I don't know. That's an intro. I guess that's a good question.
I mean, really, unless it's a full body shot.
Right.
Right. So this is likely to just fade away. If she doesn't offer up anything more, if there's no smoking gun on this, it's not going to go anywhere, right?
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
I think it depends on where she's at. You know, if she starts getting, you know, hammered for this and they threaten to fire her, and you know, then maybe she'll just have to come out with them. Because she says she's got a bunch that he sent, you know, him in Crocs, him with a watch, him, you know, actively participating with it.
Wow. And he's married, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's married. I believe his wife, I don't know what form of cancer it is.
Oh,
wow.
He's pulling a John Edwards.
Yeah, total John Edwards.
Here's something my wife can't use.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah,
speaking of Brett,
unlike John Edwards, his wife's very attractive.
Yeah, this is just like with Tiger. You don't want to see a guy like Brett Favre that you love and has been so clean for so long. You don't want to see him sullied by something like that.
Not
this.
Everyone loves him after the last.
Not everyone
three
loves
four
him.
Years.
All right, let's talk about that. There were mixed messages last week. Some people said it was official; he wasn't coming back. Other people are saying, no, that's not the case. He just hasn't made up his mind. Where are we? And do we care, Money?
This is kind of what my point is. We all know he doesn't want to come to training camp. We know, the Vikings know, his teammates know, you know, all the guys that he's letting down by not going through the same crap
now,
they are.
That's because he's old and doesn't want to put himself through the physical.
He doesn't want to extend his season, basically, by having to work out early.
Right, but my problem with that is, if you're the Vikings, you can just tell him to come up. Hey, tell everyone your ankle's hurt. Come up, be with us, you know,
hang out,
Mankato, and you don't have to worry about playing or training or doing anything.
Just
be
there.
Say you're hurt.
Oh, I see.
He won't even do that. He didn't even want to go there, you know, which really is kind of BS. You know, it's one thing if you're old, and we've talked to enough players. I mean, we just had Tony Gonzalez out in Huntington Beach. I mean, he's 35. He's probably the greatest tight end that's ever lived. He's like, it's crap that I got to go through training camp. I'm getting old. I take care of my body. It hurts. And
I know how to play the game.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need it. You know, I should not have to go through it, but I understand.
Do players really not need that?
No, they do.
They most definitely do need it. Okay.
I mean, you ask any of them, and they say it is a black cloud that hangs over your head over the course of the offseason. But, you know, you got to get into football shape. There's nothing like getting hit full speed by a guy that's, you know, 240 pounds and runs a 4.540. So you kind of got to get your body ready for that sort of thing.
Now, Favre had one of his best years in his history last year. I mean, he was putting up numbers that we haven't seen since the mid-90s. And they're paying him $13 million to come back. If the ankle is not the problem, it seems like this is the kind of guy who wants to play. He'll come back, right?
He's going to come back. Yeah, I honestly think the sad thing for Brett is he just kind of pulls this crap, and it's one of the only things that kind of makes you not like the guy because he plays safe. You see, you know, blue collar, that freaking dip-stained hat and all that. He's just a dude's dude, but you know, he's just totally emotional, and he sends out these texts to his teammates that say, I'm retiring, and then he says, oh, I never sent those texts, and his teammates are left standing there going, well, I'm not lying to you.
What a mess. What the hell is, he's a good enough quarterback that they will put up with that, and the Vikings will say, all right, come whenever you want, because
they have absolutely no other option.
As an NFL fan, I want him to come back. Don't you, Money?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and look, last year, were it not the Saints, I would have been disappointed that that's how it ended for the Vikings. I would have loved to have seen Vikings, Colts, you know, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre in the Super Bowl. But, you know, the Saints ended up being a much more compelling story.
Exactly.
And a more exciting team. So that said, I don't think there's any more exciting team going into the season with Brett Favre at quarterback at 41 with the Vikings and the best running back in the game.
All right, one more question for you. Again, this is Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money Fox Sports Radio program talking to us on the Kevin and Bean Show. I know we don't cover golf much, but I have been astonished with Tiger Woods' collapse from the best player in the world for a decade to now the worst round of golf he's shot since he was 18 over this past weekend. Is that how much of a mental game golf is, that if he's unhappy in his personal life, he can't even play the sport?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that simple answer being is yes. I mean, and it wasn't just the worst round. This is a guy that had, you know, the worst four rounds of his career that's not broken par, but once in 13 rounds. I mean, he lost the tournament this weekend, the Bridgestone, by 30 strokes.
Wow.
30.
He's a guy who needs his whores.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what he needs.
He needs his whores.
I think he needs a lot. I mean, Kevin, watching him play, considering how good he was, he needs a lot more than that. He may need dudes. I mean, he needs serious change it up.
He probably hasn't had sex since Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, well, either that or he hasn't had sex with four different people at the same time since Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You
know, but, I mean, isn't that crazy? Because physically, as far as we know, he's 100%. So it just has to be he's distracted by everything that's gone on over the past few months, and he just can't play the game.
Everybody, you know, everybody in golf kind of says the same thing, which is you cannot have distractions to keep you away from practice. And, you know, he's now got to split time with his wife or his kids. And those are days when normally he'd probably be out doing his thing, and he
and by doing his thing, you mean horse.
Well, yeah, doing all the horse, the horn. But yeah, it truly is. Not only will it be like the greatest fall from grace in the history of sports if this continues, but maybe ever. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's worth multiple billions of dollars.
Yeah, he did dominate the sport like few have.
Ever.
Yeah.
He needs to go out and needs to pick himself up the greeter at the Red Robin restaurant and just do his thing and go out there and play some golf.
That's what he needs to do.
All right. Hey, listen, leave Petros behind and come back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Money, come on. We miss you, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Not under no circumstances would I consider that. But, man, if you promise me another performance on Kevin and Bean Dodger Day like that.
Yes. Consider it. All right. Check your local listings for the P&M Show on Fox Sports Radio all across this great land of ours. Matt, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. We enjoy it.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
First, it's time for 911 is a joke.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
We do this feature from time to time because we're, first of all, it's awesome that all 911 calls are recorded because there's a lot of comedy that comes out of that. Second of all, the patience you have to be a 911 operator boggles my mind. The professionalism under unbelievably intense circumstances sometimes boggles my mind, but particularly the patience when people are calling without emergencies.
The first guy that's calling, though, does have an emergency. I believe he has stolen a car and it's run out of gas on a train track.
And he called 911.
And he called 911. I don't know what he expected her to do, if she could call the train and get it to stop, but you hear him talking to the 911 operator, and then you hear the train demolish the car.
He has time to call 911, but not just get out of the car.
That was her.
Yeah, it's not his car, for God's sakes. What does he care?
That's what she said. That was, listen.
Okay. Grayson County 911.
There's a train coming. I'm gonna get killed.
There's a train coming. I'm going to get killed.
What did you do?
He doesn't sound drunk.
He's
though.
Me.
Are you in the car on the train track? Get out of the car.
Okay. I'm getting out. Please. Yep. It's done.
That's done.
Yep.
Why didn't he think of that on his own?
I don't know.
He may not have been
called
911.
Sir, get out of the car. Okay. All right. I'm doing that now. And then, boom.
Good thing he called.
And then he goes, yep. So that's the first 911 as a joke. This person just needed a little information. And who do you call?
911 emergency.
Yes, I like doing the day and date today.
I'm sorry, you what?
The day and date today.
You just want to know what the day is?
Yeah.
Well, today's Saturday.
And it's the
23rd? 23rd.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Just one of the day and date.
You're so nice.
What happened to it's against the law to abuse 911?
I don't know.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
Sorry, it's the 25th? No, 23rd. Okay, thanks a lot. This is a very drunk woman who's having trouble getting hold of a dating line because they don't want to talk to her anymore.
Oh, man.
So what does she do? She calls 911.
Norwood 911. I'm having a hard time getting, you know, a hold of a date line and stuff. Everybody wants to put me around. My name's Barnett, please.
Okay, if it's a date line, it's not 911.
Well, they don't want to talk to me no more.
They don't want to talk to me no more. Yes.
She was just looking for any number she could call where somebody would answer and have to talk to her, I
Correct.
Guess.
Correct. Middle-aged woman in love with the cop who showed up at her house wants him to come back.
But I have an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Third. Could I get their names, please? Did you throw them back my way?
Do you need them to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need them to come back there?
Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something. Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you. Okay?
I'll think of something.
Okay. I just thought it was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911. I know this is not absolutely in a way, shape, or form an emergency.
Well, she got what she wanted because the same cops went back and they arrested her.
Yes.
I love that.
And finally, a very drunk person who is looking for a ride to the liquor store.
Uh-oh.
And says that the sheriff promised that he would drive her there.
This is 911.
I'm sorry.
I need a ride.
You need a ride?
Yes,
no, maybe he's
I
had
love
enough.
Him.
How did he die off?
Maybe he's had enough alcohol.
No.
Sure, says you give me a ride.
Okay, you're going to have to call somebody else, sir.
All right, now here's where he says, the sheriff told me to give me a ride. Listen to her answer.
You called 911. We can't come give you a ride.
Even the sheriff says she give me a ride. Now.
The sheriff said they give you a ride to the liquor store?
That's correct.
Wrong.
Yep.
Wrong. To get up or get down,
911 is joking, yo. We're the only country that tells the rest of the world that we are the greatest country on earth. And that is a little f***ing obnoxious. I thought last winter was the coldest winter ever. But I was f***ing wrong, wasn't I? You see, because I travel all the time. So last winter, I'd be in the Midwest, and the blizzard would hit. And then I'd fly home, and the blizzard would hit again. Now, we are never, ever going to attack the North Koreans. Because they are the most evil people on the planet. And how do we know that? Because when we get film footage from North Korea, it's always in black and white. It's not the film. These people are so evil, they have no color. And you don't with that kind of evil.
The always exciting, exhilarating, exhausting Lewis Black returns to Southern California with a date at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in downtown L.A. on Friday night. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Very excited to welcome our friend Lou Black back to the Kevin Amin Show. How are you, Lewis?
Gets better all the time, doesn't it? They don't even give us some break over the summer.
Nope, you're right about that.
It's supposed to be a slow news time.
Yeah, it really is.
I know you have a lot on your mind, and you have been working a lot this summer. It's crazy to me the situations you find yourself in as an entertainer, because I have read that you have done gigs with everybody from Cheech and Chong to Amy Grant recently. How crazy are some of the situations you find yourselves in?
Well, when Amy Grant is so weird because she's made entirely out of cream.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
I can't see Amy Grant fans also being Lewis Black fans. That sounds like a weird gig.
Well, it was. It was 8,000 people at a hockey rink, a benefit in St. Louis, Missouri.
And was it just you two?
No, it was not only Amy Grant, it was, what's his name?
Her husband, Vince Gill, right?
Yeah, her husband, Vince Gill, who's also close to perfect.
And what percentage what percentage of the crowd would you say was there to see them versus Lewis Black?
I would say there was one Jew a block away.
Not actually in the house.
And it was, and then there was another country and western group, and the one who had put the gig together was, who asked me to do it, was Kathleen Madigan.
Oh, the comedian. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And Kathleen, when she, when Amy Grant began to sing, Vince sang like four songs, one by his dead father. Oh. How good is that? And then he brought Amy on as if that wasn't enough. And then they kissed and everybody went, ooh.
And then you had to follow all that?
I had to follow all that. And when she started singing the song about Jesus, which was really more than I could, but really it was just too much. First, I had to, I turned to Kathleen and I said, take a good look at the time, because this is the precise moment that our friendship has come to an end.
Yeah, she definitely set you up there, Lewis.
And then I fled the room because I thought if I stayed there, I'd rush the stage and accept Christ into my heart as my one true Savior.
That's right. You made a reference to the fact that you don't get a minute off because the news is just so unbelievable. Thank God there's a guy like you to kind of channel our feelings about it. But this has been a crazy, bizarre summer with everything that's going on. You must be apoplectic even more than usual.
Yeah, I know. They're supposed to be barbecuing. They're supposed to be shooting fireworks off. It's too hot for this, okay? It's been about 500 degrees every day in New York. Nobody's got time for this.
Well, that's because New York sucks. Here, it's been like 80.
Yeah.
Of course it's there. It's 80 there.
All right.
But, you know, you've got your own stuff.
Of course.
Okay? Since it was cooled off there, you decided to bring back a discussion about gay marriage.
Well.
Just what we needed.
That happened.
Let's do it again for the 45th time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do need a better system where maybe things ought to get worked out as to whether they're constitutional before people vote on them, perhaps. I don't know.
That would be a nice thing.
Yeah. Just a crazy idea.
Just silly. Don't be silly.
We're talking to our friend Lewis Black. He's playing the Walt Disney Concert Hall, which I understand is a beautiful venue and great sound, too, in downtown L.A. Friday night tickets at Ticketmaster. I want to ask you a serious question, Lewis, because a lot of people have said that Barack Obama has gotten a little bit of a free ride with so many liberal entertainers, and I imagine you voted for the man. Are you able to criticize him in your act and not turn off your like-minded friends in the audience?
I don't have friends. Okay? So let's clear up that.
Okay.
All right. When did that happen? No, I mean, I've got an audience that basically people come up and say, I'm conservative and I like you. I pretty much, since I go after both sides, I mean, yeah. I've had no problem going after him.
Yeah,
or the Democrats. It's now just total kids. We're at chaos level. I thought we were at chaos level 7 years ago.
Yeah.
We have passed that, and we're down. Now we're running. Third party shows up, and they're bigger idiots than the first two parties. How is that possible?
That is what it seems like. I mean, I know a lot of people have been feeling this frustration. A lot of people have been so turned off to politics for so long because of how silly and childish it has gotten and how counterproductive it has gotten. But, I mean, I'm honestly at the point where I think they should fire every single person who works in the government and start over with all new people.
I think so, too.
Lewis Black for president.
No, God, no.
Oh, I would love that. You would just stand there and rule like you did on that comedy court show that you had. You just gavel and just make decisions and yell at people. It would be the best.
I certainly would. I'd say you come back when you actually have a fact. You have one fact to support anything it is that you're saying.
Speaking of the facts and speaking of the short attention span of the American people and the media, I know that you are not a fan of the tweeting, Lewis, and it does seem that...
Such meaningless drivel.
I do. I enjoy it, actually. Oh. I think it has its place. For folks who haven't heard Lou talk about Twitter, here's a soundbite of, I think this, maybe you're speaking for a lot of people here.
If you're Twittering, you.
I mean, that about says it. Wow. But I just saw an article today that Sarah Palin gets so much press coverage every single time she tweets a criticism of the way things are going right now that it has kind of replaced any kind of a substantive discussion about the issues or bigger picture anymore. It's such a soundbite thing that Twitter is almost perfectly made for 21st century media.
Yeah, it's perfectly made for a society that is trying to destroy itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 140 characters. I text people and they go, I'm texting something that I think is sarcastic and they get upset. Because there's no nuance.
There's none, yeah.
There's a word that nobody would understand. You can't even tweet that word because two-thirds of the people go, what's nuance?
Hey, by the way, that's the same with email. You can say something in a joking manner in email and the other person gets offended because they don't get the joking manner of what's said.
The radio station
made you tweet. No. I mean, look, there
Bean is a guy who has a lot of useless information, and none of us want it, so he went to Twitter.
I find it an enormously useful way to keep up with a lot of different topics at a lot of different times. I mean, I have so many news sources that I follow, and maybe it's not the most credible news in the world, but at least I'm getting constantly updated with new stuff. I like that, Lewis.
Well, that's a different thing.
He also thinks that
you saying, boy, I'm standing here in the store wondering which pair of slip-ons to buy.
No, I don't do that. I don't waste my time with that.
Oh, my problem with it. I don't care if people want to look up information in 140 characters, which is a tremendous amount of
Lewis, I'm going to get your email address, and I am going to send you some of Bean's tweets.
Yes. How dare you?
And
How dare you?
I swear to God, you won't believe it.
I don't have that much interest in my own life.
Oh, you're cutting
exactly. Out. All right, we're losing Lou on the phone. He's in a bad sell spot now, so let me give out the information again. If you want to see the man, the legend, in person on stage Friday night at the Walt Disney Concert Hall, downtown L.A., available at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Lewis Black in concert. Lou, we love you. Have a great rest of the summer. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:59.
We'll tell you what happened when Kevin attempted to throw out the first pitch of the Dodger Day Saturday night, coming up next here on the Kevin Amin Show. Uh-huh. And you can go to kevinamin.com and see the video yourself. It is now posted. Yes. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat now. Hey, Ralph.
I was not there on Saturday. However, Kevin's account of what happened on Saturday versus what the visual evidence in the video shows
is 100% different.
Are very different stories.
How shocking
friend.
Is that?
So if you heard the story this morning, you may want to tune in for the real story.
Oh, you're going to break it down.
Later on.
You're going to prosecute him.
Yeah. It's pretty evident that what I said before is false.
Just heard one thing in his story, and I said, let me see the video, and it turns out it's another thing.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's do the showbiz.
We take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office every Monday morning. Today is no different. The Other Guys, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg's comedy cop movie. $35.6 million made it number one by far this weekend.
I don't have time to play Pimps Don't Cry, but go to it's for sale on iTunes. Very funny. Eva Mendez and CeeLo sing it.
What an odd mixture. Yeah. Eva Mendez and CeeLo.
Bizarre. We should mention that is in the movie The Other Guys.
I'm sorry. It's Kevin in The Other Guys. Yes, I apologize.
Inception was number two, finally being knocked off the number one position by The Other Guys this week. Step Up 3D. $15.5 million made it number three in its debut. Then Salt, Dinner for Schmucks, Despicable Me, Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore, Charlie St. Cloud, Toy Story 3, and The Kids Are All Right. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. You know, Megan Fox.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We do know her.
Her life just seems to be getting better. She is the underwear and jeans model for the Giorgio's line of clothing from the Armani
She's
company.
Good at that.
Underwear a lot, I hope.
And she just got a new gig with them. She's been made makeup ambassador.
I'm sorry?
All right. The makeup ambassador for Armani. She will be the face of Armani's cosmetics line.
Oh.
Armani says that Megan embodies the spirit of women today. She may embody the spirit, but she doesn't embody the body. Because I see a lot of women that look like Megan Fox out there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
How about her and the... Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. It's a lady.
How about her in the Eminem video? How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Megan Fox would have been awesome before the advent of talkies.
Oh, Mr. Movie Phone. Come on.
How dare you.
HBO has announced that next summer will be the final summer for Entourage.
Oh, God, no. What are we going to do?
Really?
How will we ever find out if drama ever gets a... another job in show business, and if Turtle
what about
ever,
all those compelling plot points?
Turtle makes it on his own.
This is a show that I thought was good for the first couple seasons.
It was good.
And has been coasting since, doing the same episode.
It is repetitive now. It is endlessly repetitive. However, I still watch because I find the character of Ari Gold and what's going on with his agency still compelling television.
So spin that off and let's do that.
If you could just edit the other stuff out, if you could edit Turtle's tequila company out of it, and the fact that Vinny doesn't know whether he's going to make another movie or not, and he's banging all these chicks.
Yeah.
And E's trying to make it as a manager. If you just edit that crap out and just give me Ari Gold for half an hour on Sunday nights, I'd be a very, very happy camper.
Even, like, his interaction with his wife and his struggles at home, that's awesome.
It
like,
is.
Ari stuff is always gold. It has not flagged for me at all.
The Ari stuff is always gold. Nicely done.
Hey! Yay! Ralph! Nice. That's how good I am.
How
I do it subconsciously.
You did it by accident!
I'm accidentally genius!
Let's take a look at the showbiz birthday, shall we? Sam Elliott is 66 years old today. Melanie Griffith turns 53. You know, Working Girl was on my television over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And she used to be attractive and talented.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's her one good movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston is 47 years old. Speaking of someone who used to be attractive and talented.
Both.
Gillian Anderson is still attractive and talented. 42 years old today. Eric Bana
is
42 years old. Thomas Lennon of Reno 911. And the state is 40. And Anna Kendrick, so good in Up in the Air. She may be my favorite performance in that movie.
Oscar nominated, if I recall.
She was 25 years old today.
She was the...
she was the young apprentice that he was sort of mentoring as he took... her Got around it. The country to fire people.
Got it.
Teach her the humanity of taking someone's job away from them.
Got it.
Remember when that broad kills herself after she...
Yeah, that was great. Did you know anything about this? No.
She's just out there in the parking lot. Her brain just fries.
Yeah,
good stuff.
That was a good. That was funny.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Look, here's my whole thing. Ralph Garman, you weren't there Saturday night at Dodger Stadium.
No.
So why are you raining on Kevin's version of the event that unfolded in him throwing out the celebrity first pitch to game?
All I wanted to know was what happened. That's why this morning
he told you what happened.
Kevin told me a story that turned out was a story.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about facts.
And I didn't know that.
They say things, this about facts. Facts are stubborn things.
Yeah.
So you told a version of what happened on Saturday night at Dodger Stadium.
But I hadn't seen the video.
But so you were there. You lived it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know.
You figured it was safe to lie.
No. That's what I thought happened.
Seen the video. The video is up. You could get rid of the video.
You can see the video at kevinandbean.com. But to recap, the story that Kevin told us earlier is he was informed right before he went out to throw the pitch not to stand on the rubber of the mound. Therefore, he was standing on the dirt part of the mound. And the way you explained the story earlier, you were at an angle and it kind of screwed up your windup. And that's how come you ended up falling on your face.
The dirt is so slippery. Dirt is slippery when you step on it. I slipped.
My plan was to throw a knuckleball. I wanted to knuckleball it right across the plate.
Right.
Which
you had never done, by the way.
Never in my life. But I'd pitched all 4 years in high school, and that was always my goal, and I could never do it. So I figured this is, go big or go home. Right?
Right.
So if I did it now, this is like my crowning achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my plan.
Okay.
So I get there, and then the guy says you can't touch the rubber, and that's fine. And then, but then they brought out the war
because
heroes.
The professional pitchers get upset with that.
Correct.
When you're on the rubber.
The Dodger pitcher will be mad at you. Okay. I was like, all right, I won't touch it. I won't. So, but just before that, they bring out war heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Six or seven of them. Missing arms and legs with prosthetics, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing, transformation. The whole stadium just came alive and everybody stood up and it was a standing ovation. It was really emotional because these guys were the ultimate heroes.
Yeah.
And we were clapping, we were on the side of the field and everything. And then they walked out to the mound. I was like, no, nope, nope, nope. The American heroes without legs are not going to throw a first pitch. Did.
All of them.
They were all in various degrees of deficiency when it came to limbs, right?
There was one of them that had one leg, and then where his other leg was, it was missing from the hip down, and he had a crutch.
Right.
Threw a strike.
Oh, I see. He was able to throw a strike.
Right. So I leaned over to the PR woman. I said, you're going to make me go after American heroes who lost limbs in the war who already threw a strike? Can't we just let that be the big crowd pleaser, and let's just move on. No, you got to go next. I was like, I don't want to follow them. I'm a guy who makes penis jokes. They're out there losing limbs in the war.
Yeah, but you're an able-bodied man with all of your limbs, so it shouldn't have been an issue for you to throw a strike.
And a baseball background.
Exactly. And a former pitcher, high school pitcher.
So I got on the mound. I was afraid of the rubber.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. And I started in the what do you call it when you have a guy on base?
The stretch.
I started in the stretch, and then I thought, I'm not going to throw a knuckleball all the way to home plate in the stretch, so I better change and go with the full windup. So I took a step behind the rubber, and I was thinking, don't touch the rubber. I don't want the Dodgers mad at me. And then I thought...
No, just tell your story. We'll say what you thought later.
I'll tell
the story the way you told it.
My recollection was...
Oh, no. Your Honor, I would like the witness to repeat what he said this morning.
My left foot, when I stepped on it toward home plate, slipped right out from underneath me. And I fell on my face.
Because the dirt was slippery and that foot slipped out from under you.
That is correct, yes. Okay. That was my recollection.
All right.
Okay, so then it was a knuckleball for, 9 feet till it hit the ground.
Right. Then it became a bocce ball and it just rolled toward its home plate where Bean scooped it up.
I'm guessing no one's ever thrown one shorter. I'm guessing that. I know a lot of people throw first pitches and they end up short. Yes. I'm guessing no one has thrown one that hit the ground closer to the pitcher's mound than that one.
Hard to throw a strike when your face is in the ground also at the same time.
So then Ralph comes over 15 minutes ago and says, show me the video, which I haven't seen all the way through yet. So I show it to him, and my front left foot plants perfectly and doesn't slip a bit.
Not even a little bit.
So
it doesn't even move. Like, it's not even a little bit of a...
So why?
I don't know.
So how?
I don't know. Like, I watched
plants perfectly. His arm comes across, and he just grunts
over.
Did you
pass out? Did you just black out?
Maybe it's the size of my head.
Maybe he collapsed.
It was like flash forward. Maybe everyone in the stadium passed out for a second.
I would have been so sweet. But no, everyone was watching. So then Ralph goes, your foot didn't slip. And I said, yeah, you're sure right. My foot didn't slip at all. I mean, not at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not even just solid. Like one pebble. There's never been a more solid first step on my left foot. Never.
Yeah.
And then maybe this is like that episode of Star Trek where Spock beat the computer playing chess, where it turned out that the video is a lie and it's the way you remembered it is really what happened. But somehow the computer is screwy with you. Do you ever think about that?
That's good. They edited the video. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I do know.
I think he had a stroke.
I do know that I've had many of those.
It's been suggested maybe the weight of his head pulled him over. Once he got off of being completely balanced, the weight of his massive noggin might have just
It's difficult to balance. The ground.
It's got its own gravitational pull. It could have just.
It is very difficult to balance my head as it is giant. Yeah. So maybe I just tilted to one side and my head just took me the rest of the way. But it was not the. Perfect strike knuckleball that I had that I'd planned.
All I know is in history, I don't know that anyone's ever gone face first throwing a ceremonial first pitch out of a baseball game. Ever. I've never seen it. No. I've seen a lot of bad pitches. I've never seen that.
You can see the video at kevinandbean.com. I'd rather you didn't, but you can if you want.
I'm watching it right now.
You must go.
And but here's my question. How do sports superstitions work? Because they came back and won in the 10th inning, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean I have to like fall on my face before every Dodger game now? Like,
yes,
that,
it does. Yes,
that,
it does.
Is that the, like,
no matter where you are
during the seventh inning stretch, I think we have to drag you out. You just fall down on the field, and we'll pull you back off again.
Okay, good.
Of course, you should be going to kevinandbean.com every day anyway. We put new stuff up all the time. You can see Kevin's hilarious first pitch at the Dodger game if you want to go there right now.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't need
and
that.
Also, go ahead and vote on which of the Katy Perry Rolling Stone pictures are the hottest. Ralph, you'd be happy to know that the peeps are with you so far. The picture of her topless on the beach is leading right now with 34.7% of the vote. Thousands of votes already at kevinandbean.com for this.
Yeah.
Katy in the kitchen, my pick, just behind it at 33.6%. Katy on the bed, 20.6%. Katy coming through the beaded doorway, 11.1%.
But here's the thing about Katy Perry. It's all Katy Perry, so they're all winners, and whatever you pick is
why it makes sense. There's just mere percentage points difference between the picture to picture to picture.
They're all hot.
But my point was beach hottest.
Right.
And I think that is being
that was mine as well.
Proven.
Kitchen hottest is clear. Right. All right. So anyway, you can go to kevinandbean.com and cast your vote. And, of course, Katy is hosting the Teen Choice Awards on the TV tonight if you can't get enough.
Nope.
Ralph is here with our final look at the show biz beat. What's going on?
Nope. No put. I don't care if she's hosting it.
Are you not going to watch?
Nope. No way. Can't possibly.
Bean would watch the Teen Choice Awards regardless of who's hosting. Now he has an excuse.
No, he's got a reason.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I voted. I might as well see how it comes out.
Make sure. Ooh. Zach and Cody win something.
I really think they're talented.
I want to see all the rest of the Disney cast go through puberty in front of my eyes.
It's creepy.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
What?
Now let's get to the top 10 movies at the box office. We do it every Monday morning. Give you an idea of what America went to see at their theaters this weekend. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg are the big winners. Their comedy buddy cop flick, The Other Guys, racked up $35.6 million.
Do we have enough time for a little Pimps Don't Cry?
Liv.
A little bit of Pimps Don't Cry. This is Eva Mendez and CeeLo.
From Gnarls Barkley.
Which is ours. Mine. And the tears well up in your eyes. I know that my friends tell lies. Pimps don't cry.
Yeah. Pimps don't cry. They never shed a tear.
What's happening? This is like soft porn.
Yeah,
have mercy. Now, my lovely queen,
yes?
I'm so sorry that I raised my voice.
No worries.
But see, love can turn a man so mean when his lady doesn't give him any choice. And, I like to dress nice.
Oh, you do?
Platform shoes, rings, and a pharaoh's beard.
A pharaoh's beard.
Really? That went south right there, didn't it?
Sure did. That Eva Mendez, she's all right.
Yeah, she's something. Deal. She's something.
She's a good batch of something right there.
She's not hot. Oh,
Lisa, you should be more like her.
She's not that hot.
I'm just like her. We're practically twins.
What now is it with you and
your mom? I had a strawberry. I wasn't expecting him to say that.
Oh, can't you just wait? The show's practically over.
Literally. I waited
you can eat all you
long.
Want. You can eat all you want.
Until now.
At 10 o'clock, you can just belly up to the trough, stick your face in there, and go nuts.
Just too hungry.
Yeah, well, you do need that filling strawberry.
Faint.
That'll tide you over.
Is Doto still on the phone? Let's have him take you to the buffet later. You can just pig out all day long.
You can have some flan. Where was I? Top 10 movies in the box office. Inception was number two. Step Up 3D, featuring Dave the King of Mexico.
Not in it.
In absentia. $15.5 million made it number three. We have heard so much about him in that goddamn movie for months now. He's not even freaking in
it. And you go see it and you look for him, Devin, and can't find him, right?
I spent most of the movie trying to ignore all of the dancing, which is in 3D, right in front of you, trying to scan the crowd to see where Dave was. Not in it. He's not there.
Makes me look like the star of Two for the Money.
It does.
Compare.
Who's the girl that's the lead in that movie, though?
Step Up?
3D? Johnny Vincent or something like that?
Hottie McGreat looking. I don't know, but she's a good deal.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So I wasn't looking for Dave when she was on the screen, but anyone else, I was trying to find Dave. And
Bendy McFlex hips.
He's not in it.
Salt was fourth. Dinner for Schmucks was fifth. Despicable Me came in at number six. Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore, Charlie St. Cloud, Toy Story 3, and then The Kids Are All Right. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Congratulations to Amy Poehler and Will Arnett. They had their second child over the weekend. Abel James Arnett is his name. Their other son is named Archie. So Archie Arnett and Abel Arnett.
I think I'd rather be Abel than
Archie. And Amy Arnett.
Yeah, why don't they stop that?
Because they like A's.
Hmm. Archie's a great name, by the way. I'm glad Archie's coming back.
Enough Millicents are Archies.
I'm glad Archie's coming back.
No. Didn't Jimmy's cousin Sal named his son Archie, for instance?
That doesn't make good.
I'm just saying, it's coming back. Oh. It's a name that's
come
around
again. How much interest can you have in the fact that Archie's coming back?
When did this become the name beat?
Really?
I mean, when are you walking the name beat?
I'm really excited about this particular name.
Bean's name corner for some other time.
I'm just excited, that's all.
Well, keep it to yourself.
I have too much love.
Nobody.
That's my problem.
Yeah, that's your problem.
He loves everything except for what everyone else loves. He loves the name Archie.
Julia Roberts says that she got more than just a paycheck on the set of Eat, Pray, Love, her new film that opens up this weekend. By the way, the girls in the other room.
Girls
in this room.
Just a wash and a sea of estrogen over there. Just the countdown calendar, his page is being ripped off to Eat, Pray, Love.
She goes and she eats.
Oh, she sure does, Mike.
And she
not only does she go to India to eat, but she also goes to Italy and then she eats there.
But wait, does she pray?
Yes, a lot of praying.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
And then what?
Mm-hmm.
Then
she loves.
Does she love?
Meets Javier Bardem and she loves.
That's great.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Then does Megan Fox come along and make us want to go see this movie?
He's not for you.
Sadly, no. It's so funny because all the women who are going to see this movie are just eat.
Yeah.
somehow skipped over the pray and love parts in their own lives. And they should just make a movie called Eat for them. Because that's who's lining up.
At least they had to put down a bowl of food in order to support that movie. Did you notice that?
Their buttered popcorn and their
here's
malt
some chocolate
balls.
Fat, too.
That's who's going to see that.
Maybe I could see other people having relationships.
Now, wait, what was the story? You said Julia Roberts got a lot out of the movie.
They're going to sell a lot of food at those concession stands.
They're going to run out.
The roof.
I'm sorry, we're all out of bonbons. We have no more pretzels. I think we have some old nachos in the back, but the cheese is kind of hard.
I'll take it.
I don't care. I'll take it. Give me the raisinets and the goobers and the mics and lights.
Just a trough. Just a wheelbarrow full of food going into the theater.
Lisa, you're not finding this as funny as we are.
Not quite as funny, but that's okay.
Julia Roberts says she is now a practicing Hindu since she took her trip to India to film this movie.
When she prayed, she found something?
She took it seriously.
All right.
And she says she is now blessed with a hardcore spiritual awakening.
Okay.
And she is thrilled with her new religion.
Just because it's in the script doesn't mean you have to put it in your real life,
Julia.
No,
she is a method actress.
So she eats and prays and loves.
That's right.
Wow.
I remember when she did Peter Pan. She was a fairy for 6 months. I remember that.
It's true. She was that small.
She was not a big girl.
I know she's an enormous movie star, but I think she's also a very good actress. Julie Roberts.
All right. There's more.
Do you have any kids named Archie?
More of my thoughts with Bean. What? Do you not get enough of
that? That's the info, Bean.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show for 5 hours. You can talk about anything you want. You can't hold anything back.
But Ralph, he does this on every.
We're not having a discussion about Julia Roberts.
Listen, you're never part of a discussion. There may be a discussion going on, but what you say is irrelevant. Stop it.
And talking about a real movie that opens up this weekend, The Expendables.
Yeah.
That's what Lisa's talking about.
I'm talking about.
Stone Cold Steve Austin says that this fight scene with Sylvester Stallone was the most intense 48 hours of his entire life. Wow. He said Sly may be 64 years old, but he said he is the most intense physical confrontation he's ever had in his entire career. And this is a pro wrestler we're talking about. He said he is really in amazing shape and can hold his own and is tough as nails. Of course, Steve did break his neck.
That
but
happened.
Other than that, he said he's a very, very tough guy. I don't know if we covered a story last week or not, but Sloan's doctors have said he's done so much damage to his neck. If he gets another blow there, another break, he could be paralyzed.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's how serious this particular
break is. Do his doctors say anything about the name Archie?
His doctor's name is Archie, oddly enough.
Did they enjoy Julia Roberts' work?
I think she's also a fine actress.
Not only is she attractive, she's a fine actress.
I would go with Archibald and then call him Archie for short.
God damn you. Today's celebrity birthdays.
Ralph, have you ever met anyone that's on a different wavelength as far away from us as Bean is?
No.
All right.
And it's getting worse, you know.
Oh, I know.
It's soon Grandpa's going to be drooling in the corner in the wheelchair. We're going to take him out to the atrium to get some sun after his tapioca. Sam Elliott, one of my favorite character actors, is 66 years old today. Melanie Griffith is 53. Whitney Houston celebrates her 47th birthday. Gillian Anderson of X-Files is 42, as is Eric Bana.
Yeah, Eric.
He is 42 as well. How good was he in Munich, by the way?
Oh,
what
was
a
great
performance
movie.
He gave. Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 is 40 years old. And Anna Kendrick from Up in the Air and Twilight. She celebrates her 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have. We want you to call in if you have a relative in porn. If you have a relative in porn. Mm. This comes from the Lawrence Fishburne story, where the only man with a head bigger than mine will not talk to his daughter.
Not if you performed with your relatives in
no.
porn.
No. Just if you have a relative who's in it. Is it difficult? Is it easy? Is it?
Do you tell people? Do you hide it? What happens when people find out? I think there's a lot of interesting fallout for the family members of the people who choose to perform in that industry, too.
Bean said, you think we'll have enough calls? I was like, yeah. I'm thinking in this city.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow we're going to talk to Adam Sessler about Madden 2011.
Different Adam.
It's coming out. We are going to take a look at My Child as a Monkey, which we talked to the Monkey Whisperer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Last week. It was on Friday night, and these people are more effed up than we knew.
They treat their monkeys like kids, don't they?
They call them monkids.
Monkids.
They do. They call them monkids. I'm not making that up. Wow. I wish I was. And also the return of Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, yay! Good.
So good times tomorrow morning.
I hope somebody named Archie died. It'd be the perfect combination.
All new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Next.